Yeah, what up, Mark ass, trick ass, buster ass, trick ass, Mark ass, mustered up, trick ass bitch. Around here, we don't play no games. You talking that lip? You moving around? You better be strapped on your hip. Don't do that. Not around this place. We don't play around here, cuz. Let them know. You know what it is.
Bitch on my dick again.
Don't do that.
Calling up my mom, bitch.
Don't do that.
Coming to my crib again.
Don't do that.
Don't do that, bitch. Don't do that.
Yeah. You come around my block, you gon' get hit with the piece. You know what it is? I'ma come at you tasty, real nice, like chicken grease. We don't play games around this shit. I bet you on a lease. I own my shit. I don't play no games. You know what it's like? I'm a wild tiger, bitch. I can't be tamed. Oh, you talking shit, bitch? Don't do that. Cause you might get hit with the strap real quick, and I'ma pull back your shit whack.
Bitches on my dick again.
Don't do that.
Calling up my mom's, bitch.
Don't do that.
Coming to my crib again.
Don't do that.
Bitch, don't do that. Bitch,
don't do that.
Knowing where I live, bitch.
Don't do that. Nah.
Going through my phone, bitch.
Not around here, cuz.
Going through my mail and shit.
We don't play like that. Don't do that.
Bitch, don't do that. Yo, bitch, you better know. You coming to my crib, you coming through on the love.
Oh, damn.
You better not tell all your friends. You better not tell them I gave you hands to get your nails done and get your hair did. Bitch, why you knocking on my door where I live? Told that bitch chill, I told her don't do that. I'm like, fuck that, I still hit screw that.
Bitch,
I tried to tell him once or twice. The bitch came around again, now I had to tell her nice. Now I'm kinda mad, and I was like, bitch, go home to your dad. And I was like, nah, baby girl, yeah, don't do that. I was like, baby girl, you got a screw loose, bitch. I was like, nah, baby, yeah, I like that, but don't do that. You lying on my dick, that's cap. I'm like, baby, I'm on the dick again.
Don't do that, no.
Talking that shit, bitch, don't do that. Bitches talking shit, baby,
don't do that. You best
baby,
not.
Don't do that.
You
baby,
best
don't
not.
Do that. Calling on my mom's, bitch, don't do that.
No.
Coming
no.
Where I live, bitch, don't do that. Going to my kid's school, don't do that.
No games.
Don't do that.
No games.
Bitch, don't do that.
I'm outside looking for that chicken. Now she won't have just like lots of pippin'. I'm like, bitch, you trippin'. You know I'm going for mine. Get the fuck back in line and mind your mouth. Cause I come from the south back up to New York, where the shit is real, where the fuck is the talk. And I walk the walk, I do the thing. Fuck you, put your ass on a balloon string. Got you floating above the clouds. Feeling good about your shit, just shut your mouth. And don't do that. Don't disrespect me ever again. Cause I fuck one of your fine ass friends. I said, don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Nah, don't do that.
Coming to my crib again.
Don't do that. Not around here, buster.
Calling up my mom's, bitch. Don't do that.
Y'all playing with building blocks.
Don't do that.
We building the block.
Don't do that, bitch.
Don't do that.
Ooh wee.
Ooh yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Bitch, come give it that.
Don't do that.
Welcome back to Little Priori Podcast. I am your host, Danny Little Priori, joined by my co-host, Michael Little Priori, and joined
what it
by
is.
Our producer slash co-host on his first episode here is Jared Little Priori.
Yay!
Yeah.
Snap it down, bring it around.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Hello.
That was good.
What was it? Is that Coldplay?
From a band called Vertigo.
Or is that Beatles?
No, that's
it's U2. Oh, is that U2?
That's Bono, dog.
Oh, yeah. They're
that's
Irish.
That's Bono. Right? Before we get any further into the episode, guys, remember, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit the share button, tell your dad about us. You know, we're trying to, like, make it out the burbs, dude. Trying to get big, brother.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, dude. I've been waiting a long time to get a podcast, brother. Now we got one camera, one over there, dude. We got three cameras, brother. It's kind of crazy. You know, I think we were in desperate need of a rebrand.
Yeah.
I think we needed to rebrand and kind of just, you know, kind of get ourselves. Was that your stomach that just made that wild noise?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I don't know why. I'm not hungry or anything.
But yeah, this is the new improved Low Priority podcast. Welcome everybody back to the show. I'm happy to see everybody. Hope everybody's having a great start to their week. Michael, how was your week, buddy?
Week was absolutely fucking fantastic. Very productive. Very absolutely fucking filled with a lot of mental goals to take care of myself. Did a lot of walking. Walking is so much better than running, by the way. Holy fuck.
Yeah, I did an Instagram Live where I said, if you feel fat, just walk.
Yeah, just do it.
Just
yeah.
eat less yeah. and walk more.
I'm definitely not fat, but I feel like my knees are fat.
You think you have fat knees?
Let me see. They hurt like fat knees.
Damn, your knees are freezing cold, bro.
Yeah, because the air conditioner.
Oh my god!
Air conditioner was right on me.
This kid's knees are crazy cold.
Yeah, the air conditioner was right on me. I'm not a fucking vampire or anything like that.
You feel like a little vampire skin. What was that movie that where Jim Carrey played a vampire?
Once Bitten.
Was that his first movie?
I think it was
one of them, right?
Where he's the main character. Yeah, we got Jared. Yeah, we have Jared looking up stuff right now. And the way this man is ready to do this is absolutely turns you on a little bit.
Yeah, you picked the least tech savvy person to do this, just so you know.
Yeah, yeah,
we really orangutan on this fucking thing.
You're doing great.
You're doing a good job.
Once Bitten.
Once Bitten was his first movie?
1985.
Was that his first movie ever?
First movie.
Wow. How much did that make at the box office? Do you have the Wikipedia?
I do.
If you go to the Wikipedia, I think it'll say the budget and the box office.
I wonder if it was successful. I don't remember if it was or not.
1985. Jared was 5 years old.
You were five?
Yeah, Jared was born in 1980.
I was five at the time, yes. 1980, April 1980.
April 1980.
Right on the 80 mark, right at the fucking...
Is he retired?
Nah, yeah, I think he said the Sonic movie was going to be his last.
Yeah, that was the last film that he did, was the Sonic movie, and I think he's disconnecting from that. He does a lot of art.
He does. He's very good, too.
Yeah, he's actually an artist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he draws and stuff. He's like a painter.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah, he's a good... From what I saw when he was on that... what's the Jerry Seinfeld show where he drives around with
comedians? Yeah.
Yeah, coffee in a
car. Comedians in cars drinking coffee?
Yeah, something like that.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. Such a Jerry Seinfeld title, too.
Yeah, I mean, did you like Seinfeld?
No, it was not. I mean, yes, I did, but I just wasn't a huge fan, though.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan until after. I used to watch Seinfeld when, like, Mom and Dad would watch it.
Right.
But other than that, I wasn't a big Seinfeld fan until later on. But staying on Jim Carrey, I wanted to say, if Jim Carrey is one of those rare celebrities that if he died, the entire world would mourn.
Yeah, big time. I would watch 50 movies in one night.
Yeah, you would have to watch like 50 fucking...
Everything. I would watch back In back Living back. Color. I would start from like... I would probably go in a... It's fucking weird to talk about. But it's like I would go from when he first started, like his stand-up where he's doing like Clint Eastwood faces and just watch the whole night. Because I did the same thing with when Robin Williams passed. I watched like a million Robin Williams movies.
Isn't that so weird how when people die... Our first thing is to like let's watch and listen to everything they've ever done ever in their lives.
Yeah, and like, why has it got to be that? It is weird. If you think about it and catch yourself beforehand, you can be like, I'm going to go on a Jim Carrey binge tonight.
But. Yeah, and when Michael Jackson died, it was like that too.
Yeah, I remember exactly where I was. Do you remember where you guys were when Michael Jackson died? It was like I remember exactly where I was. Yeah, that's how I felt too. I was like, I'm going to listen to the whole album.
Yeah, we were all at Mom's house.
Thriller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And CNN said that he wasn't dead, but then TMZ said that he was dead. So there was like confusion of if Mikey was gone.
I found out my friend, I just got my first phone ever by my own money, and my friend Zach messaged me. Shout out to Zach. Come on, show. I got a message from Zach on my phone, and it was like one of my first text messages was like, yo, Mike's dead. Like, that's how popular he was, though. You just go, yo, Mike's dead.
They're like, oh, that Mike?
Oh, Mike Jackson's dead? Be like, no, dude. What?
Jim Carrey, Once Bitten, on the weekend that it came out in November 1985, grossed $4 million.
That's pretty good.
And then eventually earned $10 million in the United States and Canada.
In 1985? I feel like that's good, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Opened at number one.
Yeah, if it opened at number one, your first movie goes number one. That's pretty sweet.
Why was he popular? Because of In Living Color?
In Living Color, probably. Jared would know more. He's old as shit.
I want to say Once Bitten was before...
What happened?
Once Bitten was before In Living Color.
Oh, really?
I want to say so. I could be wrong.
Who, he looks very young in that movie.
Who was your favorite fly girl?
J-Lo.
J-Lo was. Come on. What was she known as then? Jennifer?
She was just, yeah, she was just.
Hey-ho.
Jamie Foxx.
I hope he's doing it right. No. April 15th, 1990 was In Living Color. So that movie actually came out before In Living Color.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So let me ask you this then. You brought up Robin Williams.
Yes,
I did. I brought up Jim Carrey. One of their entire filmographies has to go. Which one are you getting rid of?
All of it?
All of it has to go. You have to pick one, and that's it.
Well, Robin Williams' movies mean more to me, so I don't give, in that situation. Is it Scenario? I'm getting rid of Jim's. I'd rather Robin Williams' stuff just hits harder. I feel like, I don't know. It's funny. I would say Jim focused on funnier stuff, but Robin Williams is hilarious when he wants to be. Like, he's next level, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how he started. But damn, I don't know. That's kind of hard. I think I gotta get rid of Jim's. Robin's just like hit harder for me, and I like watching him more.
Yeah, I think if I had to pick just on rewatch value and what I watch more often, it's Jim Carrey, like by a mile.
Yeah, Jim Carrey's like, to me, he just was always funny. I mean, he has great serious movies though too. Eternal Sunshine, Spotless Mind,
Truman Show.
Truman Show is absolutely fucking awesome. Very I love movie. That goddamn movie. Yeah, yeah, it's very, very good.
So I'm gonna do my top five Jim Carrey movies. Then yeah. You could do like maybe your top five Robin Williams.
Oh yeah, all right. Yeah.
Let's go movie for movie. All right, like we'll go bar for bar.
Hit me.
I'm gonna go with Ace Ventura 1. Yeah. Ace Ventura 1.
It's a good one to start with.
No, then you go.
Give me Robin. We battle out?
Yeah, battle out.
Ace Ventura, Robin Williams, I gotta go with... Does it matter? Do you want it to be funny or just any Robin Williams movie?
Just what movie do you think could match up with Ace Ventura?
Oh, with Ace Ventura? That he's great in? Robin Williams.
He's great in everything.
Yeah, he really fucking is. I mean, Mrs. Doubtfire.
All right. That's probably the best one that you can go. Like, they're both character-based.
Right. And so. Also, like, they both just from the beginning of the movie till in. Like, I mean, Robin's a little bit slower, but, like,
right.
Jim is just so fast.
Right. Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber is fucking awesome, too.
Yeah.
So that's like that's kind of like him and the other actor, right? But still Jim Carrey movie. All right, for Dumb and Dumber, Robin Williams, I'm going to have to go... God, all Jims are funny, though. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, do you want to laugh or be serious?
Robin, too, though. Even the serious movies are funny.
Yeah.
Like, Patch Adams is, like, mad funny.
It is, yeah.
Also very sad. Very.
I would probably have to say, if I'm going to go with that, Death to Smoochie, when he plays Rainbow Randy, is fucking hilarious.
Rainbow Randy. All
right. Robin Williams as, like, I think he's a drug addict in the movie, too, isn't he? I
think so.
Death to Smoochie. And he's in that movie. He's in that movie the whole movie, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's all right. I will go Death to Smoochie if you want another funny one.
Okay. Liar, Liar.
Okay, Liar, Liar is very good. God, that's my favorite Jim Carrey movie. Fuck, that is a really, really funny one.
Audrey.
The pen is royal blue.
Right. Well, let me ask you guys a question. Hook or The Mask?
Hook. I'd much rather watch Hook.
I don't know, man. Somebody stop me. I'm going to take Mask on that one. Yeah. I just think The Mask, first of all, Cameron Diaz.
Yes, Smokey McJohnson. Oh my God, but Julia Roberts as the fucking hot fairy, though?
Tinkerbell.
Yeah, big she's ass Tinkerbell.
DSLs?
Does anybody have a bigger mouth than Julia Roberts? Crazy. No.
Mick Jagger?
I want to be in it.
Carly Simon?
With Ramesh.
Carly Simon does?
Dude, huge mouth. I would say, yeah, I'm going to go with The Mask. What's another one? Give us another one.
We're going head-to-head with Robin and Jim still?
Yeah, and we'll just pick.
Good Will Hunting or...
Truman Show.
No. All right. Yeah.
Oh, the Truman Show all the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Over Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. I love Good Will Hunting, but it's just like, it's tough because Jim Carrey's the star of that movie. And it's Matt Damon and Ben Affleck and a bunch of fucking other fucking Boston assholes.
Yeah. All right.
Dead Poets Society. Oh, no. He's not the main in that either, but he is very much a pivotal part.
Yeah. I'm talking about movies that this is a Robin Williams starring in the movie.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Let's go Robin Williams. Let's go.
What's that movie when he's a little ass kid but he's mad?
Jack.
Right, yeah,
Jack.
With Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah, like it was Jack. Good. Yeah. All right, let's go serious roles for Robin Williams. Let's go. See, I always know that Matt Damon was the main part in Good Will Hunting, but the memorable acting in that to me was Robin Williams.
Well, he won the Oscar for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Damon was great in it too, but
they won an Oscar too, I think, for best movie or something, best screenplay or some shit.
And he's very much in the movie. He's literally the one who helped guide Matt Damon's fucking thugged out smart dumbass. Like that's the best way I can explain it. It's like he acts dumb, but he's so smart. What does he say? How about them apples?
Yeah, you like apples?
Did you ever see the Workaholics episode when they redo like the Good Will Hunting when he's the janitor and he does the
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, he solves the equation.
Right.
And like, I think like in Workaholics, they're like, hey, like, what are you doing? And Kyle's like writing on the wall. He's like, nothing, like runs away. And then I think they get to it and it just says like math is gay on it.
Yeah, I forgot about
but when
that.
They're looking at it, they're like, oh my god, he's a genius.
Yeah. And he's like, I forgot, yeah, he runs away because they're like confronting him at the board, right?
Yeah, confronting him at the board.
That's so, I don't know if I remember that episode. That's hilarious.
It's the throwback episode when they go back to college.
Good Morning Vietnam versus fucking Eternal Sunshine. How about that? I'm going Good Morning Vietnam all the way. Dude, Robin Williams carries that whole fucking movie. And the way he, like, it's a lot the closest thing to who he was as a person, too. Like, bringing everyone together and
true.
Shit.
This is true. Oh, man. I just have such a Jim Carrey bias.
Honestly, man. I kind of agree with you. Like, I think it just depends on what you want to see. If I want an amazing performance that's going to move me, I'm watching Robin.
It's a bit unfair too because Robin Williams did like 30 more movies than Jim Carrey.
Yeah, he did. He also did do a lot.
He was around longer.
Like, you could keep going, but if you're saying who would I want to go to for funnier, I think I'm going to go Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: they're dated movies. They're a lot. Obviously, they're cult like following movies.
Right.
But did you like National Lampoon or like Caddyshack more?
I would probably go National Lampoon. By the way, there are some fucked up jokes in that shit from back in the day.
That's... I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't think I've never really found Chevy Chase funny.
No, it's not him. It's the writing that did it. It was like, who's the guy that was in Ghostbusters that passed away? Harold Ramis?
Yeah. Harold Ramis.
Like, that dude was such a good joke writer. Like, they were a lot of, him and that group. He was in Lampoon, right? That's Lampoon. He was in that group.
Was he? Look that up.
Yeah, well, they were. I mean, Chevy Chase got his start on SNL. I know that. And Harold Ramis was writing movies for a while, like Stripes with Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog's Day. He was, a big writer.
Caddyshack's more legendary, though, to me. I mean, National Lampoon's legendary to some people, too, but Caddyshack meant more to me because I watched more of those.
Yeah. I think those movies are better than like National Lampoon movies.
Yeah.
You want to know like another thing too that's like Monty Python? Do you like Monty?
Yeah, Python? I like some of the Monty Python stuff too. Yeah,
I like Monty Python because there's never really been anything like it since.
No, there's it's very much its own thing. That group too. Terry Gilliam and all those guys.
Yeah,
I love those movies too.
Those are all English actors. I think George Harrison was in one of them.
Yeah, he might have been because they're British dudes, right? Mm-hmm. Or something like that. But yeah, no, I love the Monty Python movies too. I think those are great.
No, I think when it comes to like movie stars, like how we were talking before, right? I just think that if I was going to sit down and watch a movie between Robin Williams and Jim Carrey, I'm going to look for Jim Carrey first.
Right. Well, because, I mean...
I love Robin Williams.
Because they're both so talented, and they're both very versatile individuals, I feel like, when it came to the arts. Well, let me ask you guys this, though, too. In both of their primes, which movies do you think you're watching more? Are you, like, in a versus, a movie versus or something like that? Are you watching Chris Tucker, or are you watching Martin Lawrence?
It's tough. Rush Hour was a big movie.
Right. Huge. Right. But then you have Bad Boys.
Bad Boys was huge. Big. That was a little before us. The first Bad Boys.
Yeah.
I think the first Bad Boys came out in like 95, something like that.
It's hard though, right?
Yeah, it's tough, man. Because you want to know what it is. You want to know if we're just going movies, I've enjoyed more Chris Tucker movies.
Right. And we grew up, dude, that was, we were, you, me and Danny used to fucking, when we would go up to Kathy's house, mom's friend, shout out to Kathy, coming to the show. Up in Poughkeepsie when they lived up there, me and Danny fucking loved. I mean, I don't know about you. I loved going up to that house.
In Poughkeepsie. Dude, you live on a farm.
We lived on whatever like, you want. Or it was like a big house. It was like a big house, and we would shoot fucking bow and arrows and shit. Like they just had so much property.
What was her husband's name?
Paul. And we would be chilling there. And me and Danny, dude, me and Danny would play Mortal Kombat Trilogy all fucking day.
Oh my god, dude, so much trills.
We would go so much fucking trills, and we would go out and fucking chill. Danny would look up codes. We would look up fatalities.
Fatalities, codes. We tried to do all that.
And
shit.
We would watch so much. What was late night BET comic view? What was it called?
Comic View.
What was the last thing that they used to do? It was late at night. It was on BET.
Yeah, Comic View. It was called Comic. It would have like Earthquake and fucking Bruce and shit.
All the older actors that were in Friday.
Yes.
Or comedy comedians.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Comic View.
So me and Danny used to grow up watching it all the time. So like. And then Def Jam a little bit before, but obviously Def Jam was fucking huge, especially when we go home. Our family would watch Def Jam, and
yeah, like we watched Def Comedy Jam, like we were all black.
Yeah, and Midnight at the Apollo. We watched all the fucking time. Our family,
yeah, that came on
with the Sandman coming out and fucking who's Kiki Shepherd.
Kiki Shepherd, a true Apollo.
She'd like float out doing like that weird robot like float.
You want to know something I've realized too? It's like. A lot of people just didn't like black shows.
Especially back then.
Back then.
They weren't getting the same... and still, even to this day, they were not getting as much air. That's why they had to start BET.
Well, none of my friends I grew up with, like, I can't quote Martin with them. Like, they don't know who Hustle Man is.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's kind of weird. You kind of had to be at, like, some kind of, like, economic level to, like, watch Martin. It was kind of weird.
Yeah. Right. And what hours was Martin aired at? That's also a big thing, too.
Eight or nine, I think. It was nighttime, because we were always watching Martin at nighttime. It was Martin. We didn't really watch Fresh Prince. We watched it here and there, but we just thought it was corny.
Yeah, we thought it was kind of corny. But, yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with Chris Tucker just based off, like, the Rush Hour movies, Friday.
Right.
Even like his even like older stuff, he's really good in like Silver Linings Playbook. I like that movie a lot. I don't care what anybody says.
No, like it's a great movie.
Very good movie.
He's I think Chris Tucker has become a more broad and ranged actor, and definitely better. Martin had a movie I think that came out where he plays the detective or something again, and it's not really good. And I feel like most actors that aren't that great, they always wind up becoming like detectives, like Ice-T and shit.
It's true.
Ice-T's a dick.
LL Cool J.
Also a fucking detective?
Yeah,
who else? There's got to be someone else that became a cop that we're not thinking of.
Dr. Dre was a cop in Training Day, but he was like a crooked cop.
Yeah, right.
He was like a bad guy. Right. No, I think that's what it is. You do gangster rap and then you become a cop.
You become a fucking cop afterwards. It's the funniest fucking thing. Yeah. Or most rappers, I feel like they did become cops in like Law & Order or a movie.
What was that one clip from fucking Ice-T show where it's like, I date women. Have sex with men.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And he's like, I got news for you. That means he's gay.
No, Ice-T is a cop, and he's talking to this guy on the show, and he goes, and the guys, I guess they have an alter, they have like a, they confront him, and he goes, nah, nah, nah. And the other guy goes, what does he say? He's like,
he says, I'm not gay. I have relationships with women and sex with men.
And sex with men. And then Ice-T goes, I got news for you. That means you're gay. And he delivers it like a really odd.
I am not gay. I have relationships with women and sex with men.
And I got news for you. That means you're gay.
he delivers it like such an Oscar, you know, delivery. It's just funny, his tone.
He did that on the first take. Afterwards. You know, he didn't have to do that again.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, because it's Ice-T. And I got news for you.
That means you're gay. The best thing about that is because Ice-T made a song called Cop Killer, right?
He did. Yeah.
And then he became a cop on TV. That is hilarious.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
Which was probably part of why they wanted him to do that. They're like, you've hated cops forever openly. Let's make you a cop.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay.
Who's that white girl with that big fat butt he used to walk around with all the time?
Coco.
Coco, yeah, they had a show together.
Yeah, they did.
Coco.
Yeah.
She had big-ass titties, too.
Yeah, she was stacked.
She was stacked up. But yeah, I'm going to go with Chris Tucker. Even though I love Martin. But if we're just doing movies, I'm going to go Chris Tucker.
I got to go Martin because I just like his approach to comedy a little bit more. Like, we were talking about, we were saying, like, You So Crazy is one of the best stand-ups of all time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
And I just like his approach more. Chris Tucker was very... electric and all over the place, like, what up, man? Like, all that stuff. And
physical,
like,
comedy.
Yeah, a lot of physical stuff.
Well, Martin's stuff was pretty physical, too.
Martin was, on his show, he was the most physical.
Yeah.
And then, but you know, that's the thing that actually, Jared makes a good point, is that Martin was a lot more, I think he should be up there with a lot of physical comedians as well.
Yeah.
People don't put him, like, I mean, talking about, starting from Chaplin all the way down to... Jim Carrey, obviously, but there's a lot of Roman Antwood. Is that or not? That's a YouTuber. Isn't that a YouTuber?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Who's who plays Mr. Bean? What's his name?
Roman Atkins.
Roman Atkins. Yeah.
Roman Atkins. I was like the fart prank guy.
Yeah, yeah, the guy who like covers his house in fucking jelly beans or whatever the fuck he does, and like throws his kid in it and scares his wife and acts like it's his actual kid.
Yeah. Did you see Mr. Bean? Mr. Bean. No, not Mr. Bean. Mr. Beast. he said that he was supposed to be on that submarine.
Yeah, but now he's getting shit because it's in blue. The text is in blue, and you don't. Why would that guy send him a text if it was in blue? How did he have that guy's text?
Oh,
but he responded to it saying, "Oh, well, no, my friend took the actual
shot
thing because it was in like a group. It might have been like a group chat where he sent that. I don't think he's lying about that. That's kind of weird."
I mean, he can afford it, that's for sure.
That's what I mean. And he's popular, and those richer dudes that were running the sub obviously wanted to have him.
Pretty relevant.
Yo, they could have killed Mr. Beast.
Oh, my God.
Dude, imagine, I'm telling you this right now. If Mr. Beast was on that thing, they would have found that thing.
You think so?
Yeah, they wouldn't have let Mr. Beast die.
No.
You know, but here's the thing about the whole submersible. I can't say submersible that way. I can't. So I just say submarine.
I just say submarine.
Yeah. It is. It's hard to say.
So I just say submarine. The whole thing about that submarine, it's so weird because if you look at the internet, right, it immediately went comedy-based, like meme-wise.
Oh, cold-blooded.
Yeah, like people did not give a fuck that people were on there dying on this thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And a part of me, in a weird, weird way, the comic in me, the stand-up comedian in me goes, this is great material.
Yeah.
Because that's just kind of how you look at the world and you see it sometimes, right? So I'm like, I want to talk about how this thing was controlled by a fucking Logitech controller you can get on Amazon for $19.99.
Yeah.
If I were to take you down and say, hey, what's up, man? There's this submarine guy I want you to meet. And me and you were going to go meet him and we're going to go look at the submarine. The moment you looked at that submarine.
Yeah.
Would you say, I can't wait to get on this?
No, I would say, I can't wait to get away from this thing.
Yeah, that was the most put together. Like, that looked like the biggest DIY YouTube submarine I've ever seen.
I'm confused why it was so poorly made, or they were so okay with making it look like it wasn't advanced.
Right, it was like,
was nothing advanced about that thing. It was literally a can that could keep pressure out or in for obviously not well, but it... It would drop down to depths that were unheard of, right? To see something, and you're just like, "This is the best we could do."
Yeah,
you know what I mean. This is what I'm paying you $250,000 a person to get on this.
Yeah,
and you're telling me that this is the most advanced equipment that you could come up with.
Yeah, and they were using there's a video on Twitter of them just using nuts and bolts to like tighten it together.
Dude, I wouldn't get in a fucking Honda Civic that didn't have a seatbelt.
But the thing was very expensive to make. But for them, it was nothing. Because these are like, so a lot of the, you know, like oil billionaires, dude. So that's why a lot of people are also like, fuck them. They're idiots.
Yeah.
Because they're rich. They don't give a fuck about people anyway. They just want to do their own thing and they put other people in harm's way. Like the 19-year-old kid that was on there, apparently he didn't want to do it, but he was like doing it to like
appease his dad
and make his dad. And he was like terrified of it. He told his aunt like the day before, he's like, I'm terrified. But apparently how the pressure from it, once something fucked up in there, it was like, It was like fucking, I don't know, just like a fucking...
It imploded.
Porn star imploded, sucking an empty aluminum can. And it just crushed and they died immediately. That's what they, from the evidence of the debris that they found. But the thing was carbon fiber mixed with like something else that people said was not a good idea.
Well, they were,
and they were like, they're all telling us it's not a good idea, but we're gonna
do it.
We're gonna do it anyway. But it was fucking. Let's just be honest here. It was a fucking stupid thing to do, and they knew that it wasn't smart because it even said on the
a lot of waivers
on the waiver, like
good chance you're not coming back,
right? And they had four or five successful dives,
right? And I agree with Danny. I don't think it's cool to start making jokes about stuff like that very soon. It is very easy material to kind of give people a hard time about, but at the same time, dude, it completely overshadowed the fact that a boat sank with 700 people on it. Nobody talked about that. Nobody said anything about that.
What country was that?
Right off the coast of Greece. But the migrants that were on it were people from like Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan. You know, like
they all died.
All died. Damn, seven, dude. And most of them women and children, bro. It's very easy to poke fun at somebody that does something that's extremely foolish, but at the same time, true. I think it's a bit tasteless sometimes to so soon. I mean, the internet was ripping these people apart before they even confirmed that they were dead.
Yeah, I made a joke before they died. I think that's fair game.
That's fine. Yeah, because you're hopeful.
Mean before they declared them? Yeah, they declared them dead. They were already fucking crushed fucking tuna.
I'm telling you right now, there are people who it's the internet, so it's going to be split. There are people who are saying they're disgusted, but I'm seeing a shit ton of people, even people I know, who made me feel a little bit more comfortable. Like, okay, so we're just like sunning these motherfuckers right now, these dead fucks.
It just goes so
like my. I'll be honest with you. My favorite memes were the how you coming up? How are you popping out of that submarine? Memes.
What was it?
It was just like memes of like guys flying out of water on jetpacks and shit. Right. Like Bobby Brown jumping out of that fucking hell. No, y'all getting bored.
The one of James Brown coming up from It's a Man's World and he's all wet, but they put like water right
there.
That's what they did. It's terrible. And we're sitting here laughing. We're still sitting. I don't want to laugh at it.
But if we're being real though, there are certain things that do happen where you see a joke from someone and you go, that dude's a troll. There were so many people making jokes about this.
It was so relentless. And it just goes to show you that nobody gives a fuck when rich people die.
Yeah, but should we?
Well, this is the thing. That's why it's a good conversation.
But that's what it is. It's like, it's literally, it's like, you're rich. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Right.
That's basically what this
is. Dude, I'm telling you, a lot of my friends, I wouldn't even say my friends, but people that I know on the internet or I'm close to were just like, dude, they were rich, like oiled billionaires that didn't give a fuck about anybody. Then I saw people saying that the other guy was died and careless because he didn't hire any white men because he said that he doesn't want to hire any young white dudes or something. And then
somebody's dad, somebody's brother, somebody's son on that fucking thing. You know what I mean?
If you didn't hire white men, I mean, that's a joke in itself, but we're not going to touch
that
one.
Right.
But, you know, if you really think about it, right, if you go through the entire ethos of that entire thing, none of it made sense from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Almost like, I can't believe that you even did that. I think that's why it's funny. Right. To some people, it's like, dude, if someone came to you with a fucking Xbox controller and was like, yo, you want to go see the Titanic?
Yeah.
You're not going to go on there. Yeah, pay a quarter of $1 million to do it.
And it's also people being like, well, you kind of asked for it. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that that's true, but the way that people are responding to it and just making jokes about it very soon, it's kind of like, it just goes to show you, it's like, we can say whatever we want.
Yeah, dude. If you're rich and you die, we're making fun of you. All right.
Is it the first time a bunch of rich white guys went down on anything multiple times?
That's true. I feel like really rich men don't eat pussy. All right, let's get into the ads.
I feel like they don't either.
I don't think they do. Welcome to the ad segment. And it's our friends over at BetterHelp. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, we all know Danny's got a loopy doopy brain. My brain be all loopy doopy. It'd be going cray cray sometimes. Sometimes I can't afford therapy because I don't have insurance. So a lot of people listening up, if you don't have insurance, listen up. This is the great thing about BetterHelp. it's more affordable than in-person therapy. That was the big kicker for me. I said, how much schadol am I going to save if I go on this website, right? If I go to betterhelp.com and use promo code LOPS, how much money am I going to save? And also, how much am I going to save by not going to see an in-person therapist that won't take my insurance? Guess what, guys? It's a lot, all right? Everybody knows that I've been a huge fan of BetterHelp. I've been a huge advocate of BetterHelp because they've done nothing but help me from the start. And listen, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you could switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So listen, if it's not a good fit, you could switch. Not going to charge you more. This is what I want you guys to do. If you guys go to betterhelp.com/LOPS, L-O-P-S, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get 10% off your first month, all right? That's 10% off your first month, okay? Think about it. Go check them out. I use it. I vouch for it. Go check them out. Thank you to our friends over at BetterHelp. We love you guys so much. And
if you're going to submerge yourself in anything, submerge yourself in therapy.
Yeah, there we go. That's a good one. And then we have our other friends, our friends over at Manscaped. Everybody knows Danny loves Manscaped, all right? Danny loves Manscaped. There's nothing. I would say Michael loves Manscaped, but he has no body hair.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, but we shave his little
I don't have any body hair because I use Manscaped.
Yeah, we trim his little butthole and stuff. We do all that stuff.
That balloon nut.
That doesn't stay on. Okay. And then, yeah, so if you really think about it, there's a lot of things that you could do with Manscaped. You could trim your gooch. You could trim your face. You could trim your armpits. You could trim your belly. You could trim. There's literally so much shit that you can trim with the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. The Lawnmower 4.0 is where it's at. I love the Lawnmower 4.0. I love the Crop Reviver because it makes my fucking gooch not smell like fucking ham. It makes it smell mad good. There's amazing things that you got to understand about Manscaped. And guess what? They have skin-safe technology. That's right. So you don't get any of those nicks, cuts, and all those little thang-thangs when you're shaving your thang-thangs. You don't want that, all right? So this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to manscaped.com, use the promo code LOPS, okay? Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping. That's right. So go get the Lawnmower 4.0. Go get the whole goddamn fucking package, too, while you're at it. Because I'm telling you this right now. Nobody's taking care of cocks better than Manscaped, all right? And nobody's taking care of nuts better than Manscaped, all right? They got everything you need for your downstairs airs. And by airs, I mean area.
Buzz your fuzz.
Buzz your fuzz.
True.
With your cuz, if you want to, at manscaped.com. And use promo code LOPS. Get the 20% off. Get the free shipping. And we love them. Thank you guys so much for being a sponsor. And now we are back to the show.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, rich people dying, I don't feel bad for them, man.
I know. That's cold-blooded.
I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad for rich deads.
Yeah.
I don't. It's hard.
The rich deads.
It's hard to feel bad for rich deads.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, someone told me that the young... I don't know if this is true. Someone can look it up, maybe. But apparently the... Our new fucking looker upper.
Jared, that's the signal. He said maybe someone could look it up. It's just Jared looking it up. That's what we have to do.
That is something that no one else does, I feel like, either. Apparently the young kid said the N-word a few times.
Damn, dude. You always get racially exposed when you die. You ever notice that?
Yeah, or just whenever you get popular, everyone is just like, I feel like everyone's talking about who's the guy that did this whole thing. I forgot the guy's name, the billionaire. But was this guy a nice guy or not? Like, I don't know anything about
him. I didn't want to do too much research about it, about who these people were, because I just wanted it to... I wanted to stay far away from it as possible so I can still kind of have fun with it.
Right.
You know? Right. In a weird, sick way. But I feel like anytime anybody accomplishes anything in America, people go... All right, now let's check if they ever said the N-word.
Right.
That's how everything works.
Not even just that or anything. I mean, you can get caught for anything.
They're talking about the stepson. The stepson has been the one kind of...
Gotcha.
That's controversial. Okay. Yeah, he's out. He's out. He's a bit of a... He's a bit of a troublemaker.
You mean a stepson of a rich guy is an asshole?
He's probably the one that told him to go on that thing. He's like, hey, you should do it. You should do it. Just sign this paper that I'm the
He probably loosened a nut. Loosened a nut too before they went in there.
Dude, there was one video of the guy that started it, and I don't know their names. I should have. We're talking about them, I know their names. But the guy that created it was just like, so this is 7 inches of plexi fiberglass that when it goes down, it actually shrinks, and it's a telltale sign that it's about to fail. And I was just like, what the fuck did he just say? Yeah. He literally just told you, like, hey, you're going to know you're about to die. Because apparently in implosion like that, you don't even feel it. It's like a split second.
Yeah.
But it's like, imagine hearing that creaking on that thing.
That's what I mean. They got to be like, oh, that's not good. And then,
See, I don't think they even heard the I heard they died so goddamn fast. Yeah. Like
that way you can't feel bad for them?
Well, first of all, yeah, if you die kind of painless, then I'm going to feel less bad.
Yeah.
But my thing is,
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, of course. If you die painless, whatever. But they died not even fucking close to the Titanic.
They didn't even get there.
Which sucks.
Oh, they didn't even make it. Though they've made it several times before that, but they didn't even make it close this time. I thought that they did.
Nah, dude.
I thought they did make it close.
Honestly, man, the whole thing was just fucking, it was just something bad.
It was just dumb. That's just what dumb rich people do. They do dumb things.
Speaking of dumb rich people shit, Larsa Pippen got half of Scotty's retirement.
Oh my God.
You guys hear about that?
Oh my fucking God.
I don't want to stir any pots or
rubber. No, you're not. I want to talk. I didn't know that.
But
you got that.
Danny, do you have a prenup?
No, but I want one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the conversation like with the missus?
No, when it comes to that? This is what the conversation would be, and she doesn't listen to the show, so
wait,
she'll
so
never
would
hear
be
this.
So you've never had it?
No, we've had conversations in the past. We've had conversations in the past about it. I have to keep a serious face because if I laugh throughout this, I'll get in trouble.
Right.
You're
doing a good job so far.
Thank you. I'm holding it in. But
I don't believe him.
We've spoken about it before. My thing is this, and I make more money than her, right? So if I continue to make more money than her, and she's like, hey, man, like, I don't know, man, I just don't like your wiener as much as I used to, whatever, we break up.
Right.
She leaves me. Do I really want to give her half my stock?
Probably not.
And I'm saying this before we have children.
Yeah.
I love my wife.
True, yeah.
You know, I've only been married for a month. I love my wife.
Yeah.
I love my wife.
I can't
believe
you have a fucking wife. That's so weird.
Yeah,
it's so
dude.
Weird.
I have a wife. Dude.
I was there.
Fucking
I
weird.
It.
Oh, yeah, you did.
It.
Damn, I'm an asshole.
Yeah, you are. But I have a wife, dude. So, like, you know, if we have a kid, then it'd be automatically, I feel like it becomes like half and half or whatever. But
yeah.
I just know deep down in my heart that if we were to ever separate, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd be able to work it out in a way like we wouldn't have to go to court for like alimony and shit.
I agree.
Like,
I agree.
She's cool enough to be like.
That's what everybody says in the beginning.
Yeah.
No, we'll figure it out
yeah.
of court.
Well, yeah, well, Jared's been paying child support since he was like 12.
Jared's been married.
I've been paying child support since I was a fucking child.
Jared's been married 50 times.
I've
no,
never been
no,
married.
No, Jared's never been married.
I only
once.
Pay child support, no alimony.
No,
so
but I.
You guys can say I'm dumb.
Who's alimony?
Alimony is. Sounds like a rapper from the 80s.
Yo, it's me, alimony on a track.
Okay. All right, guys, let's bring it in. Let's bring it in. We're talking all over each other.
Oh, who gives a shit?
Me.
Keep going.
Me.
Okay. Anyway, go. Talk. Talk to him, Danny.
No, so I wouldn't want half of her stuff either.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. Mike, if you were married to a woman...
Split a check. I'm not splitting anything.
No. Let me ask you, and I feel like I know the answer to it, but maybe the people don't know you as well. If you were married to a woman who was a self-made millionaire and you didn't really contribute to it, and then you're entitled to alimony after a divorce... Is that something that you would take her to court for?
If she puts me through fucking mental hell and hurts me. No, I'm just kidding, man. It's just like...
And she cheats on you, though. Like the reason you broke up is because you found...
Because she's not a good wife.
Yeah, maybe yeah. if she's like... If we're together... I don't know, man. Now I'm trying to think. Am I with her because she's got that bread? I don't know. No, I would never... Knowing me, I would want to be with someone because I'm happy, right? So I would probably... If I was leaving, would I want half... Nah, she earned it. I morally just can't do that to anybody unless she's a piece of shit.
Then you want to get her just a spider ass.
Then I want, like, I'll take like $100K of hush money.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think that's pretty. I just think men don't really care about women's financial situations as much as women care.
Yeah,
about
I've men's. Never. I don't think. Have you ever asked a girl like how much money she makes like dating her? I've never.
No, done. No. No.
Yeah. Are you hot? That's it.
No. Yeah,
that's what guys do.
Do I you find, like to work?
Well, no. Know? It's do I find you hot first? Let's just be honest.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah,
it's
so hot. We'd all be fucking lying pieces of shit. It if is. We said that it wasn't,
yeah.
Do we find you hot? Yeah. Do we find you hot?
Right.
That's the thing. Are you hot?
I right. will say I do want someone to contribute to, like, I don't want you to just, like, walk in here and I'm, like, paying your rent and shit.
Oh, we all know that,
though. You know what I'm saying?
Like yeah. you said, you don't split the check.
I'm not splitting the check unless you're splitting those cheeks. It's really what it comes down to. So it's my thing is I just, if you can show me a little bit of, I'll pay a little bit more of the rent. Maybe,
$50. Yeah, no.
$100. But I know that you guys are also very good about when you love somebody and you're down with for them. I know that you guys will. I know you guys. I know you guys. I know you guys would
yeah.
do a little. You'll do a lot more than I will.
Yeah, to a certain
money wise.
Yeah.
To everyone.
To a certain extent. You should make a fucking restaurant called like Cheapskate Factory,
or just Cheapskates.
You should make a
Cheapskate Factory
called the Cheapskate Factory, and you have to split the bill. It's like part of the rules. Yeah. It's like those restaurants.
They can't take one card.
No,
yeah,
it's like it's one of those like with those restaurants where you go and they like treat you like
and
shit.
If, yeah, and if talk, I find out someone pays for it, all the waiters get together and I show up and there's like red lights and alerts and everywhere, and I just start yelling at the guy.
Yeah.
We all just start belittling the guy.
Cheapskate Factory.
Fucking pussy. No. Cheapskate Factory. Instead of happy birthdays, we just go, you're a fucking loser, man.
No, 33% of U.S. millionaires are women. 76% of millionaires in the U.S. are white, and white people account for 60% of the total U.S. population.
You don't say.
You know what I mean? There are 62.5 million millionaires globally.
62.5 million?
Million millionaires.
That makes sense.
Right?
I'm one of them.
And yeah, you're up there. You're getting there. 33% of them are women. So it's like, I mean, our odds of landing a millionaire woman are not that bad.
No, I think that's pretty cool. But I just feel like, again, I'm just going to rest on my laurels.
Who's the guy that's with Britney Spears? Who the hell is that guy?
The dude that had
now.
A kid with
him? No. The guy that's with her now. The young
that,
dude.
That guy's rich.
Was he already?
Yeah, I think he was rich already.
Oh, I thought it was like a... I thought it was like some dude that like I don't know did something and I don't know just started banging her.
Sam Asghari,
yeah, is that his name?
Yeah, what's his netty? That's net worth.
Imagine it's just like Britney Spears.
Britney, yeah, right. Whatever Britney gives me,
it just said Britney.
It's Britney's bitch.
Their total net worth is $62 million. His they're saying is $5 million.
Oh, right. So he was rich for already before. Yes, this guy's awesome. Good for him, man. He's treating Brit right. Good for him.
I guess, dude. That girl's a fucking mess, bro.
Yeah,
Britney's a mess, dude.
She's going through. She's traumatized, bro.
Yeah, man. Who knows what happens to that girl in that industry, dude?
She's mad weirdos. Oh, young people in Hollywood and blah.
I mean, those guys making her fucking dress up like a little schoolgirl and shit.
Yeah, I mean, 15. I loved it.
We were kids.
You were allowed to like
it. We were younger, yeah. We were like, oh my God, boobs. But yeah, those guys were like, all right, we want you to wear this fucking Catholic schoolgirl thing. Yeah. She's like, hit me one more time. And she's like, what was she, 16 or something? Yeah. Or like 18?
Yeah, it was pretty hot.
From Mickey Mouse Club, right? Her, JT, Jason Chazes, JC Chazes. And then, you know, whoever else was in it. Was Gosling in Mickey Mouse Club?
Ryan Gosling was in the Mickey Mouse Club.
God, she was
hot.
16.
He's so hot.
She was 16?
Yeah.
It was
1998.
What's her birthday? She might be closer to your age than ours.
She was 16 years old, which is still pretty young to be all creeping out on her.
So 1998, so then she was born in 1982. So she's like your age.
Yeah.
So she was just hot to us. All right, it was normal for us to be hot, but she could have still been normal to be hot to you.
Britney Spears was hot.
Yeah, very.
Never heard me not say it.
Very.
You were 18, she was 16. I think that's still normal because you could still be in high
school.
She's
41.
She could have hit me multiple times.
Dude.
Yeah. Which one did you like the most?
I'm a slave for you.
That's a good
gotta
one.
Get it. Gotta get it.
Toxic slaps too.
It's
toxic. I'm sleeping under. I like Lucky.
Lucky was good.
She's so lucky. lucky.
Definitely not one of her bangers, though.
She's a
star. I mean, I don't
like the bangers. I like the deep cuts.
Damn, you like, yeah, you real? Like the album, the, I like the deep side cuts. B's.
Like, my favorite NSYNC song ever is Gone. That's a deep cut.
It's a good song, though. That's I'll take that song. Over Lucky.
I'll take that. No, no, but NSYNC, dude. Are you NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
NSYNC as I got older. I was Backstreet, though. When we were younger, it was Backstreet because they were a little bit more. They were. A little bit over.
Dude, I was...
They were the older bros who were a little bit over.
I was never BSB, dude. I was always get insane. Get out of here.
Were you?
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, but you were... That's because I was older. I was trying to do Backstreet Boy things.
It's gonna be mine.
I was in the back. I was like trying to fucking suck dick.
Suck dick?
Say what now?
I was in the back trying to suck dick.
Oh my god, speaking of dick sucking, everyone's getting all over Fat Joe for his fucking comment.
That shit was mad sus.
It was so funny.
That shit was sus. Yo,
hilarious.
Here's the problem. Here's what makes it ultra sus. Is that, first of all, he's from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Okay? And he's also like 50 years old. So you know that if you say anything of the words, I love dick...
Yeah.
You know that's an immediate pause.
Right? Oh, he's coming from the generation.
He's coming from the generation of super pause. Yeah. You can't say that you love dick on national television and go back to the Bronx, dude.
Right. I mean, he said it with a very straight face, but I wonder if he did. He's going to hear about it. The internet is so loud.
He's definitely. Yeah, the moment he said it, he was probably like, ooh.
Yeah, the other thing.
He said it like five times.
I said that out loud.
He's like, I like dick from Kentucky or something.
Yeah, he's like, I like dick.
From Alabama.
I like dick.
I haven't seen it, but was he like pushing it? Was he doing it on purpose to fuck around?
First of all, four times. I thought it was great. I thought it was awesome for TV.
He said he liked dick so aggressively.
Way too much.
So Fat Joey. Like, I like dick.
And then I like dick from Kentucky or whatever it was.
From Kansas.
Also, please help me here. Dick. You're a sports guy. Yes. Who the fuck was he talking about?
Grady Dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
His name is Grady Dick.
Yeah. That name's fire.
Yeah.
But it also sounds like grade D dick. So
grade A dick.
Grade A dick.
Grade A dick would be better.
Grade E dick's not great. No, that's not great dick.
Yeah. No, that's like, that's...
It's
that's
not an F. No. But it's E. It's
E for excellence.
Yeah, it's E for excellence, I guess. But yeah, now, I feel like Fat Joe has had a hand in like everyone's success ever.
Fat Joe is definitely a deeply rooted part of a lot of people's success. I mean, starting with Big Pun for sure, and whoever
Miley
else was
Cyrus, part. Like, I gave it at. Yo, I gave it at record.
Yo.
Yeah, Joe.
He'd
Joe
be like, Joe. Yo, Party in the USA was my record.
Yeah. Wait, was it really?
No.
No.
He would say that, though.
He's like, I gave it to Miley. She was telling me that I...
Well, he's like a
drama. Take the rights. I don't give a fuck.
He's like a drama. Like, apparently, the thing where Biggie and Bone didn't want to work together and do Bone and Biggie, it's Bone and Biggie.
On the Dangerous.
Jared showed us that. Yo, me and Danny.
On the Dangerous.
We've said this on the show before, but me and Danny used to just be in the... Jared would probably be working. Me and Danny would be in the room with fucking Brutt with combs, just going, on him, we didn't really know the words, so we'd be like, Mr. Thing, Dean, Mr. Clean. But Fat Joe said that they didn't want to do the song with him because they were Pox boys, and that's like not true at all. The guy who made it go together said they didn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
Busy or somebody was cool with Pac, and they were on an album, but they said that they didn't give a shit. They were like, "Yeah, we'll work with Biggie Smalls."
Yeah,
what the
they
hell?
Did Thug Love with Pac. That Thug Love for my nationwide posse filming.
Yeah, Thug Love is such a funny two words together.
Dude, right, Thug Love. Yeah.
That song is fire though.
Better be ready for the Armageddon, Lord, now.
Oh, dude, so such
Thug
a good track.
A very, very, very funny, funny aspect. If you really think
Thug
about
love,
it.
Thugs need love.
By the way, did I don't know if I've told you guys this story. I'm sorry to backtrack, but you remember how we were talking about the submerse?
Yeah, submersible.
So, did I ever tell you guys how I was supposed to die on a train once?
No.
What, the one that crashed in Spite and Dival?
That derailed.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be on that train.
I feel like you did tell me that once.
You were supposed to be on that train?
Yes. In the morning to go see Russ Yusupov from Vine, the guy who created Vine. Shout out to Russ.
And you missed it?
And I missed it because I fell asleep and stayed at Jimmy's house. And mom and dad knew I was going to be on the train, and they were freaking out because I wasn't answering my phone.
And thought you were on it.
Because I was asleep. It was morning time. And dad, I woke up to dad going, are you down here? Dad ran down Jimmy's stairs. They were texting me and I wasn't answering. And I was supposed to be on the train that derailed. But people lived on that one too, but also people died.
Yeah.
So
four people died on that.
Yeah.
On that.
Spuyten Duyvil is translated as spouting devil.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of creepy that they died there then.
Yeah.
Right? The name, that is kind of, yeah, that is really creepy.
But I was supposed to be on there. I was going to go in the morning. I don't know why the fuck he wanted to meet me that early, but I didn't get on it.
That's so fucking crazy, dude.
Isn't that wild? I never told you that.
Yeah, did you know that? No, I never knew that story. That's kind of creepy. Like,
Final Destination.
Yeah, it's creepy. It's like weird. Like your life could have just been, you could have been dead. You knowing you, you probably wouldn't have died.
Michael would have survived that. Yeah. For sure.
Michael wouldn't have died.
Yeah, my head is huge.
Yeah. Well, no, if your head was bigger, you probably
you would have just like
went for a shrimps.
You would have like starfished and like locked into position.
You would have been like Spider-Man on the fucking first one.
Yeah, Danny used to we were playing basketball once, and I always, Danny probably doesn't remember, but Danny says, "God, you're such a fucking athletic fuck out of like nowhere."
No, it's true.
He used to say it all the time. He's like, "How the hell do you do this?"
No, it's very true. It's very true. I think Michael's the most naturally athletic of us. Like,
waste of talent.
Like jumping, and like that type of stuff.
I think Logan Paul does. Like, he can do that better than like Jake Paul can on WWE.
Yeah, like you would be the best professional wrestler out of all three of us.
You think? I don't know, man. You would be the best. I think you would be the best promos.
I would be the best promo guy.
Yeah,
but I feel that you would have the best in ring performance. Like, you could do high flyer stuff.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to come off. But you'd be
that
brother.
Yeah, you'd be that skinny dude though. That people are like, "Yo, don't underestimate his slimness."
Yeah,
that guy's something.
Jared's manager? Jared's Paul Bearer.
Jared's fucking.
You would be a dope manager.
Undertaker. Jared would be like fucking Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, with the fucking megaphone and shit.
Megaphone, like a mullet. Get him a fake Ray-Bans. Like an Andre Agassi mullet.
White Ray-Bans.
Yeah, why did Andre Agassi wear a wig for so long?
He was a sex symbol, man. Yeah. Andre Agassi, I don't remember who before Andre Agassi was a sex symbol as a tennis player. It's not exactly a sexy sport.
Or Pete was after?
No, Pete Sampras was after Agassi.
He dated fucking, what's her name though? Fucking Veronica Vaughn.
No, that was Pete Sampras.
That's his wife. That's what I mean. Yeah, it's his wife.
Yeah. Andre Agassi ended up marrying Steffi Graf.
She played tennis too.
Yeah, she was a beast.
Yeah, she was kind of... Andre Agassi had a fire shoe too, though. The Andre Agassi's. Have you ever seen it? Can I see it? Was it LA Gear?
You could see it. Yeah, you could see it over there. I think it was LA Gear. Might have been Nike.
No, Andre Agassi. It was a Nike sneaker.
And he admitted this in his book, didn't he? About the wig thing.
Yeah, the Agassi's were fire.
Yo, bro. I love that color too. Yeah, what the hell? Those are kind of nice.
Yeah, bro. The poison greens. Those shits were fire, dude. The Agassi's were fire. They just put out the John McEnroe sneakers again.
Are they nice? Are they any good? Yeah. Do they just curse at you and fucking yell shit?
No fucking way.
Yeah, what are you fucking paying attention?
Clearly, whoever was making the shoes, though, in the 90s was great, though. I mean, somebody was just on that team that was the designer, whoever the
Tinker's
name was.
Tinker Hatfield, probably.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, had the vision for fucking clean, cool-looking 90s shit, man. Because back then, you wouldn't have thought it.
90s shit is back, dude. Yeah, Steffi Graf's not that hot, man. Sorry.
Yeah, but he probably just dipped in everything that was hot. I think he was dating Brooke Shields at one point.
That he was.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Brooke Shields when she was younger, was beautiful. Brunette, blue eyes. Come on, bro.
See.
Don't be a dick.
Brooke Shields. Absolute. Yeah, she was. She was really good friends with... weren't her and Michael Jackson dating for a minute, too?
They might have been, yeah.
I think they just planted that.
Scientologists.
You think she was bearding it? How? Weren't they like 16?
Yeah, they didn't have sex, dude. I don't think Michael ever had sex, to be honest with
you. I think he did. No, I think he did. I feel like that video where he goes, look at her titties.
Look at her titties.
You've never seen that?
No.
Oh,
no,
you got to pull it up. You got to pull it up. Let Danny pull it up.
Look at her titties bouncing.
Yeah. Like, the way he says it sounds like somebody who might have at least stuck it in like one time with her man.
No, it almost sounds like somebody that's never seen titties in his life.
That's also true, too. It could be both.
Look at her titties.
But he says titties so fluently and nicely.
Look at her titties.
That is the most heterosexual moment of Michael Jackson's life right there.
Look at her titties. Just
look at the bass. Look at those titties. I just love his voice, how he says it too. It's so good.
Oh, speaking of Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson actually had a sneaker with LA Gear.
Yeah, he had LA Gears.
That makes sense. Yeah. He was a very flashy guy. Yeah. And they had, did LA Gear, who had the light up sneaks back in the fucking day?
British Knights.
Oh, those British Knights.
BKs, yeah.
Bro, those things were fucking, I forgot about, they were awesome back in the day.
Yeah, British
Look at those Knights. Things.
Michael Jackson had the zippers.
Yeah, would you rock those, Danny?
Nah.
See, sure? Danny, yeah, if Danny came up to do a show, like, all right, guys, you guys ready to do this? And was just wearing those, I'd be like, yo, those are fucking fire.
They were called the Unstoppables.
They look like gimp shoes, like what you put on a gimp that would play basketball.
Damn, dude. Those are kind of fire, though.
Like, yeah.
This is like what, like, high fashion brands do now, though.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. That's still a relevant kind of style of sneakers. Somebody would like to rock
those. Or you could find those in the back of, like, Kohl's, though.
Yeah.
Randomly.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
DSW.
You could get Michael Jackson DSW. Sneakers for like $400.
Right, because of his name. Because of the brand. Yeah, they're like straps. They match. I would rock that. What would you wear those with, you think?
I don't know. Sparkly glove.
Yeah, like a sparkly glove, right?
What else can you wear with, really?
Right? A jerry curl.
My hair. Or a purse with fucking 30 zippers on it.
Jesus. Dude. What year did he get blown up in the Pepsi commercial?
Oh, that was late 70s, early 80s.
My hair, Tito. They blew up my hair.
Tito, stop teasing.
That movie was... I loved that movie.
Yeah, the only problem with the Jackson 5 movie is 9 hours long.
Very, very long. Because they had to cover all his life, which they did. And for people that don't know, young Michael Jackson in that movie is the kid who sang for Simba in the Disney movies.
Yeah, he was in Smart... Oh, really? He was in Smart Guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he's friends with a rat.
Yeah, he's friends with the... Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Friends with a rat named Ben.
1982,
his hair got on fire.
Wait, hold on. It was... Michael Jackson at 25 was the biggest star in 1982 with Thriller. Hold on, let me just make sure.
What happened?
1984.
1984 is 1984,
Michael Jackson burned in Pepsi spot. Yeah, it was the lights were so hot that all his fucking soul glow.
He had grease in his hair. He did a spin move and set on fire.
That's how good of a performer
Michael Jackson was.
People were wearing so much fucking soul glow back in the day. You could have like cooked fries in their hair.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, the Jerry Curl was the thing.
Jerry Curl was a big deal.
That's how greasy it was. The lights. I thought it was like sparks came out and a spark just...
I think that's what happens. I think they set a light off and just set his hair ablaze.
Yeah, and then that's me and Danny. And then he just say that line all the time. My hair. And then in the movie he fucking rolls down the steps while he's wearing his gloves, and me and Danny can't help but like laugh at it.
And then he became white after that. Right?
Here it is. Yeah. So sixth take of the commercial, he apparently veered too close to a pyrotechnics display, which had gone off a bit too early. He was set ablaze by the fireworks, suffered second degree burns to his scalp, and losing some of his hair. His jacket also caught on fire.
Damn.
Yeah. Where's that jacket?
You know, because the way Jared said it, I was thinking, like, if he walked near these, his hair would just spark up. Like,
what's up, guys?
Just combust. Like, oh, it happens from time to time. Yeah.
Hey, guys. His
high-pitched scream broke the bulbs.
My hair. Whenever someone would, like, comb our hair when we were younger or something. Oh, my hair.
My hair.
Oh my god! Did I told you guys about the fucking moving truck debacle, right?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Michael Jackson.
No. Yeah,
he's alive.
No, I'm changing subjects on you, dude. They ruined my fucking Harley, man.
So you were getting it delivered?
I was getting it delivered from Miami.
Okay,
the thing took almost 25 days to get here.
Yeah, didn't you get here like a month ago? How bad was
dude? It did, yeah, I was like, yo, they sold my shit. But moving truck nightmare stories. Excuse me. Often, you know, this is not a rare thing. I go to check out the fucking bike today, and it's got damage all over the left side of it. My left side signal light is hanging off. The bars are fucking all bent. There's a huge dent in the tank.
Can you sue or anything?
Well, you read the fine print on these fucking things, and I don't know. It's not looking good. But I spoke to Geico, and they're going to take care of it.
Yeah, you got
to
be insured, right?
I am insured through my own insurance. They'll take care of it because it's considered a collision, even though it wasn't my fault. So my rates won't go up. So
don't be scummy moving company. Though,
yeah,
you know.
Did you ride a
motorcycle? Don't be a of shit.
Did you ride it over here? It still works? Did you like try to
I mean, I could... I don't think it's rideable. Dude, the bars are fucking bent.
How'd you get here?
A car. I drove.
Oh, you drove.
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
way you answer that, how you pause, it's like you had a secret to flying. And you're
no, I,
you're
I right? yeah.
You're like, well,
I thought he was asking me how I got to New York. I didn't like, know he was meant here.
A car with wheels.
Aliens.
I teleport.
A car.
I teleport.
A Toyota car.
I flew here with my arms.
Fucking Illuminati mobile got you.
Yeah, yeah. The way you paused for a second is like you were scared to answer. You were like, car.
A car. I was confused about how we meant here. If we meant to this location or back to New York. And I was just like,
took a car.
I drove. Of course. Which was the answer to both.
They took that long to bring your shit. That was wild to me, man.
To Holy only deliver fuck. It all fucked up. Not happy.
I wouldn't be either.
Did the stuff get delivered while you weren't there?
Daniel had to get it for me. I paid Daniel. And Daniel said he watched them take it off the truck. He did not drop it. So whatever happened, the thing dropped in the truck, but it's dude, I know well enough.
You can tell, yeah, yeah.
100%. I'll show you guys the pictures.
Is it something that you could grease monkey yourself, like get under
I
there?
Can fix it if they give me the new parts, of course. But it's probably $1,000 worth of damage.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, to a bike that's worth like probably $7,000.
Are you gonna get a brand new bike?
No, they're not gonna. There's gonna be something in that fine print that I overlooked. Being an asshole, and they're gonna get off scot free.
Now you just see he goes, sorry, we don't fix things if we do it. Also, if you're brown, we don't care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Imagine just said that.
Well, I
didn't know.
The only reason I felt okay with doing it is because I was like, what's the worst that can happen? Like a scuff or something like that, or they misplace a box or whatever. It's like not the end of the world. But no, they fucked up my Harley, dude.
Yeah, that's fucking. So that's
fucked
that's,
up my Harley,
dude. Fucked up my Harley.
Are you like a. How do I put this the right way?
Gay?
No. I mean, you ride a Harley.
That'd be awesome.
You're definitely gay. Yeah, but the thing time. Is, like, when, be you, awesome. When you ride your Harley, right? Do you like ride with other Harley guys? Do you go on like Harley rides?
I don't really. No. If any group riding I've ever done was been in gay porn and right. not on motorcycles.
Okay.
No. Because most of the time, if I was going out, yeah, they do. No, most of the time, if I ever went out in like groups, it was with sport bikes.
Sport bikes,
yeah, which is one of the most dangerous things you could do. No, Harleys. I'm
motorcycles. Just I'm a midnight ride. Just aren't safe, man.
I like how you just figured that out.
Yeah, there's driving.
That would be like
driving. People die all the time. That's what I'm saying,
dude. Around. Like if I was riding around Florida without a helmet, mom, I was riding with a helmet. I promise.
Yeah.
No, I never had a helmet on in Miami, and I crashed. You guys could say about me what you say about people on submersibles. You'd be like, bro, you were riding around on
people
Harley.
Tell me all the time.
Get a fucking helmet.
I wouldn't say it. First, but then later
like,
on,
like, kind of had it coming. You didn't have that one. I don't want to say it. Yeah, I'm gonna be a dick, but should have wore kind of had it coming.
Yeah, yeah, I just well, people say like you just said, like oh, like people die in car accidents all the time. I'm just saying the odds of surviving a car accident compared to a motorcycle accident has to be astronomically different.
Not astronomically. People die all the fucking time in cars.
Yeah,
I think.
I think. Yeah, I think
all the time. The only people that don't die are drunk people because their bodies are all fucking loosey goosey and they always fucking live. You ever notice muscles. That too? Drunks are—they're always living after they fucking kill somebody.
Have you ever seen a motorcycle hit a car? And what happens to a human body after that? Yeah.
Have you ever seen somebody die in a car? And what happens to somebody in a car when they crash?
Yeah, I have.
They're both very bad.
Well, I'd say
which
this.
One would you die more though? A car. Motorcycle.
I think
for sure.
I think it's a no-brainer that you're way less likely to survive a motorcycle.
100%, but you're not. A car. But
you go flying through the air like a fucking like right. a. Like
I've
the,
seen terrible accidents.
Right,
terrible accidents. But it never.
Shoes,
yeah,
it everywhere, never. Hand over fist.
My shoe fell off.
Right.
Yo,
it's like your face is off. It's like, dude, where's my shoe? Where's my LA gear?
But there's a reason that they're on the road the same way cars are, though. Is what my point is.
Yeah, I don't know if there should be leaks. They're
at
scary.
All.
First of all,
I don't know about that.
You're saying shit that hurts me. Don't say that.
How long have you been riding a motorcycle for your whole life?
30 years.
All right, he's still here with us.
I've never been in. The only time I've been in a real like accident was on a track in complete gear, going very fucking fast, and was in a place that is like a professionally set up.
It's not you though.
What do you mean?
It's people that don't know how to drive.
Oh, of course, it's always somebody else.
Who gets killed.
Yeah, of course.
Well, that happens. Yeah,
but yeah. Guns don't kill people. Other people.
It happens
kill people.
In so many different
motorcycles
ways.
Motorcycles don't kill people. Other people kill people. But that, on that motorcycles.
All I'll say is this: is it safer? Not at
no,
all.
It's not. It's a not dangerous lifestyle.
There's a reason people still ride. Yeah, it's and not, have been their whole life.
Yeah, but I look so
it's
cool.
Not, it's not even close.
I look so.
It's not cool, ever going to be illegal, though. It's never going
to
happen.
I look so cool, though. It's illegal to not wear a helmet in New York. You have to wear a helmet,
right? Or wear a seatbelt.
Miami, it's like you get a gun. As soon as you land in Miami, they're like, "Yo, here's your gun." take your mask off, take that stupid helmet off, and go fast.
I will say this to your point, though. I was on the fucking bike with him, and we were going, what did we go?
Like 115.
I was like, yo, I'm dead.
You loved it, though. Tonight. Don't fucking lie, bro.
No, it was amazing. I felt, I was getting so anxious when we were going 115. And I was like, yo, I'm going to pass out, I think. And then and I was just thinking about my body ragdolling, just going, while Jared's just going like, yeah, bro, you like that? And I'm just fucking gone.
But listen, motorcycles are cool. I ride Revels around fucking, I've ridden.
Rodent is a small furry animal.
I've rodent multiple two-wheel things.
Yeah.
I drove the automatic Honda motorcycle. Have you driven that?
No.
The Desert King or whatever it's called? No. Whatever it's called. A friend of mine had it. I rode it around a little bit.
Yeah.
It's the thing that is, even the smallest of accidents hurt ouchies.
Yeah, big time.
So you get scratches.
Oh, dude, layers of skin. Destroyed. I've fallen off, layers of skin, like to the white meat. Yeah, it's disgusting. Fun. Showering for like 3 weeks and it just feels like someone's pouring acid on you.
You're in Florida, your fucking gun falls out.
Yeah. You don't want that.
No. Also, people do terribly irresponsible things, mostly on bikes.
Yeah.
So I feel like I see most of the wildest things happening from bike riders, but again, I mean, most people probably tell you, yeah, but you could see this, you'd see that. People that drive fast don't know what they're fucking doing.
I'll stop riding when I physically am not capable of riding a motorcycle anymore.
The only reason I don't want a motorcle is because if it tips over, I gotta pick that up. It sucks.
Yeah, you're like, I don't want to do all that. You just want to get in the car. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
If it falls over, you gotta like fucking.
Yeah, you're.
Fucking push the fucking thing up. Yeah. It weighs like 1,100 pounds.
Right,
like,
and then you're mad at somebody, and you're just going, what the fuck's the matter with you, man? And you're like picking it up, looking like an idiot while you're doing.
I feel like nobody's a bigger asshole on the road than like a motorcycle driver, though.
That's so not true because we have to
fuck you, man.
No,
those GoPro videos, what the fuck, fucking people's mirrors.
You know
off?
Why everybody's mad at motorcycle riders? Because you guys have to wait in traffic while I'm fucking dipping through that shit.
I don't mind that. I've never been like, look at this fucking guy. I would do the same thing.
Have you ever encountered a guy in a fucking pickup truck? By the way,
I
don't know about that.
Bigger
pieces
pretty
of close.
Shit. Drive around
guys in pickup trucks are fucking assholes.
Thank you, Michael. It's the truth. It's the truth.
Well, I mean, or it's close. It's close. I don't know. Motorcycle people do wild things, though, dude. We'll be me and Dale are on the way to his to his wedding, and while we're going there, this guy just fucking does because he has the room.
Yeah,
and he just goes like right by us.
I thought that was a real motorcycle.
Your face was shaking. Danny's cheeks were shaking. Me and Danny did a train once on a.
But I'll tell you this. You, at your size.
What'd you say?
Yeah. We did a train. We ran a train once on a guy on a motorcycle.
Yeah, we ran a train on a pickup driver once.
Yeah, that was amazing. It's on LimeWire.
Oh, we fucked that guy.
But Danny, a guy Danny's size on a Rebel sounds way more fucking dangerous.
Oh, I whipped that shit around.
Yeah, but that thing's a death trap.
Bro, I'm telling you right now.
So not agile. It's just a fucking piece of shit.
Danny on a bike, the first thing I know I want to get a look at is that fucking ass popping.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's furry. The first thing I want to see. Just
that's the other thing, too, is my lower back's so bad that I couldn't be on one of those sport bikes where you have to lean on it.
It's
actually your wrist and your hips.
That's for like Dominican guys and like thick booty Latinas, you know? Like any kind of this bike like this, I can't do that.
It's so much fun.
And I never understood why you guys wear like a bulletproof vest with like no sleeves.
Because you might die.
Because you're protecting. I mean, first of all, they're doing it like that because they want to look cool. But the thing is that
I mean,
whatever. I'll lose. You know, you don't say. I'm not saying it lightly. It's like, but I want to protect my internal organs. If I fucking bang my arm up and it's got to be in a fucking sling, then whatever. But I don't want like my guts.
Dude, I saw a video once of a guy that got into a motorcycle accident, and when I tell you that his fucking leg was mangled.
Yeah.
Right? But he's in shock and he's like this.
Yeah.
And there's a guy that has like a GoPro next to him. He's talking to him.
Oh.
But he's in shock. So he's just like, yeah, I don't want to look at it.
He's like, no, don't.
And then he's like, how bad is it? Like, how bad is it? How bad is it? And he just looks at him and goes, it's pretty bad.
Dude, that's
his leg was like, dude, yeah, but it looked like bone glitter.
Yeah,
the shit was gone.
Just but that mush, guy's gonna mush. Survive.
Oh,
but
he's gone.
But he's gonna survive that. I've seen accidents.
But his leg was gone.
And I don't want to get too gruesome. But I've seen accidents where no one's asking you if that guy's okay. You're just like, dude, this the guy. This is the last time that guy ever went on a ride. So, but I'll be honest, and it stirs you up for a little bit, but it kind of makes you just want to ride more responsibly. I've never seen an accident where I'm like, I'm never going to ride a motorcycle again.
But the other thing that bothers me about motorcycles too, it's like, oh, it's raining, I can't go outside.
Yeah, you can. Come on, bro. I rode my bike in the winter. In the snow? Yes. You just can't be a fucking asshole.
You probably have to deal with this all the time. How many people are always like, all right, just please.
People hate me. Yeah. Oh, dude, mom every day. She's like, stop smoking cigarettes. Stop riding motorcycles.
Well, mom's the worst even in a car. Danny was like driving, or he was like making a left. And she's like, oh, just slow down. Like, in Danny, like touching your face. Yeah, and the worst. Danny
like, which is
mom, it's a fucking left turn.
Which is hilarious because she thinks her little noodle arm is going to stop you from flying out of a fucking windshield. Right.
That's how you know, like, that's just parent instincts, though. Yeah. Like, remember when you cross the street and they would, like, grab your fucking tits and save you?
But that works then.
That works.
Doesn't work when you're going 75 in a car and approaching a tree.
No, it's also like how dad would always get mad if we turned like the center console light on.
Yeah,
like it's weird how like it's become a meme now. It's like how every dad was like, "We're gonna go to federal prison if you turn that light on while we're driving." Remember how illegal dad used to make us feel?
Well, it is illegal to ride with
the dome light on. So illegal.
Yeah,
and then like that, and then like pillow tags.
Yeah,
like you thought
it was illegal
like,
to take them off.
Yeah, if you rip why
mattresses?
Though? Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
But meanwhile, dad was the same.
fuck you.
Meanwhile, dad was the same
I'm
guy.
I'm such a little computer bitch now. They're like, look it up, bitch.
Yeah, you gotta
Google that shit. Yeah, you gotta
computer bitch.
Like, okay. You gotta earn those fucking stripes, daddy.
Yo, computer wench. Am I the computer wench?
You gotta earn those stripes, daddy.
he's the producer. I go, why is that illegal? He goes, I don't know.
It's not my role. I forgot I had a computer in front of me.
Google it up, dude.
Yeah, but dad's the same guy that would turn his headlights off and go, watch this. And then like turn them off and you couldn't see anything. He'd be like,
dad is also the guy that would read the fucking newspaper while he was driving. So,
yeah, he was so good at driving.
You want to know what's so funny about when I got married? One of the main reasons I wanted a wedding ring is so I could tap it on the steering wheel of a car, like how Dad used to.
Dad
would always tap it to like the beat of like whatever song it was.
Yeah.
Dad just listened to like the same Aaron Neville CD and like Gypsy Kings.
Yeah, it was always Gypsy Kings and Mom too. And then I only heard Lauryn Hill's album because Mom would play it all the time as well.
It's weird that you say that. I was looking up Lauryn Hill today.
We'll go in that another time. But I think she has one of the best albums ever made in music, like period ever. But whose playlist did you like more when we were driving?
I liked Mom's because she listened to like more rock music. Dad just like listened to like just like Christian-y music, which I liked, but like Mom just had like more soul when we were in the car.
Yeah,
I remember one time I was singing "Me and Mrs. Jones."
Oh yeah. God, yeah.
And Mom lost her fucking mind.
Yeah,
going on. She was like, "You know what that song's about?" I was like, "I don't know. I heard it on fucking some 70s playlist."
Adultery. Yeah. So tags can't be removed by the retailers.
So we could rip off.
Yes, and it's to list. Let's fucking do it right now. It's to list the whatever the content of whatever is inside the mattress, and it's also to keep retailers from reselling used mattresses. I guess that was a thing at some point. Also, ripping a tag off a pillow is the beginning of the end of that pillow because you're gonna rip the seam, and now that thing's just fucking. Shitty guts are going to be coming out. Right, so don't fucking do it. Right. Like trim it.
If you want to
trim
it. Vera Wang, babe. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, yeah.
Now, what kind of pillows do you guys use? Do you guys use one of those ones that have
having this combo.
Eucalyptus scented?
No, not eucalyptus scented. They have like
microbial. Antimicrobial?
No, not antimicrobial. You guys are getting way too smart. it's like a little.
To help you because you can't say anything.
Yeah. No, it's a cold pack.
Oh,
like one side of it's silicone? Cold. It has like little bubbles on it that get cold or something.
It's just the gel balls, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I was trying to figure out a word for it. I didn't want to sound dumb, but they are gel balls.
God, now you got me feeling fucking stupid as hell. Now I want to know what they are, too.
It's like they get cold throughout the day.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Danny goes,
Danny goes,
computer bitch. With like the best, with the best computer bitch smirk when he did it. Just
refresh, like, computer bitch. Refresh. This just means refresh. No, but Selena has one of them, and I was like, this isn't even comfortable. Like, an overly foamy pillow is not comfortable.
Not your thing?
Nah.
What do you like?
Feathers. Dude, goose down.
Down?
Down, yeah. Me up.
Down all
down me up, you ever and get then one down between the legs.
Oh, dude. I'm definitely like I have to cuddle the pillow.
I got to hold something, too. It's not even because I need somebody or something. It's just, it feels good holding on to the thing. I mean, yeah, I need somebody.
But you also need a fan with like G-Force 9.
I do, and I need it to blow my fucking, that's why my hair's gone.
Yeah, Michael's fans are always like, whoa.
No, I'll sleep like with a fan on the TV, a fan on the YouTube, and like fake fans, and then a fan right immediately on my body.
Yeah, he just needs like fucking,
that's why I don't grow hair.
Carbine engine fucking fans.
Yes. Yeah, I need like a industrial fan.
Yeah, it runs on like diesel.
It's like, it's like that scene from Con Air.
I remember
that's the fan that
you. I remember I was with my ex, and she's like, why is your search history for like Amazon like industrial fans? And they're like,
mom created that monster in you, because mom would come home with like fans that like would be in the gym during school standardized testing.
Really?
Yeah, she came home with a fan one time that like. I knew it was crazy because it was a three-prong fan.
Yeah.
Any fan that needs three prongs is out fucking outrageously fucking fast and hard and a good fan.
It's got torque.
But mom would just always come home with these big-ass fans. The other thing that I hated about mom, too, was she thought that window fans were air conditioners. Do you remember that?
Oh, dude, the shit with the sling, with the accordion.
It was and it's just blowing in fucking, like, sumo wrestler ass heat into your face.
Fucking asbestos.
And you had fucking, we had cabbies downstairs smoking cigarettes. Our whole room smelled like Marlboro Lights.
Yeah, you would come in like late at night when you're eating food and you just smell fucking cigar smoke coming in.
So they were just so cheap. They were so cheap.
It's gel or latex. And then some of them have a water layer inside of them that's protected by like a shield of polyester and foam.
That's what Selena has.
The thing is like, I don't like any pillow that's going to have my neck, like, all fucking yoked up.
Speaking
of
that, I
like thinner pillows.
No, dude, I just had to go to the doc. I just had to go to the doctor for, I've been sleeping really, really bad, like, with my arm, like, up here, like, all fucked up.
Yeah.
I just got a whole, wait, here.
Like a chicken?
What'd you do? Oh, suction cups.
Damn, bro. You look like a fucking twister, man.
Show the camera that.
Show that. Yeah. Damn. Oh, yeah, they're getting the bods. Damn. That's that. Look at
that.
I put my tongue in that guy's belly.
It's like a Coogee sweater.
Hell yeah.
How did that feel?
It felt really good. One second. Let me get my ear.
Just big hickeys, right? They're just sucking on you?
Yeah, I think it's just to like increase blood flow. I almost said blood flow.
Yeah, you look like a fucking Puerto Rican domino piece.
Like a human tongue.
You want to know what's funny too? Is when I went home, I was like, "Yo, I look like Puerto Rican cheese."
It's so good.
I was like, I look so like good. Fucking Puerto Rican Swiss cheese.
Yo, human dominoes is something like Mr. Beast would do. I feel like right on his YouTube.
I feel like Mr. Beast, like when he masturbates, is really weird.
It probably really would
like
be.
He watches like what the do you think weirdest he porn. Like like weird shit. Like
kawaii stuff?
Yeah. Then like definitely like anime porn. Like he loves anime fucking. Like he loves all that stuff.
I'm trying to think, and he's so weird I can't really tell.
Well, I mean, he goes by Mr. Beast. I imagine there's some like animals involved.
He might be a eunuch though. Like he gives me like eunuch vibes.
Yeah. It's either that or he has sexual. A huge fucking penis.
Yeah, that too. Because maybe that's why they call him Mr. Beast, because he has an 11-inch fucking cock.
Yeah, it's just absolutely so large,
fat ass.
Hey guys, today I'm donating some of my inches to fucking African children.
To this little guy's dick.
I'm gonna take my big dick out, and these kids are gonna be able to see after.
Yeah, he's definitely. You're right. Lightsaber. I've never thought about that. He is kind of like, I don't know.
I've never seen him with a girl.
Not that he needs to be with anybody, but I mean, I don't think I've seen him with anybody ever besides his friends, and maybe that's all he focuses on.
And money.
Yeah, just like money and like burgers and like giving blind children eyes.
Yeah, he works for me. I don't mind that deal.
What's his real name? It's Jimmy. That's his name.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Jimmy's his real name.
Asexual Jimmy.
How was your show yesterday?
Asex Jimmy. It was good.
Yeah?
It was good. Yeah, man.
Where was it?
It was at, it was a thing called Street Talk Comedy.
Okay, you guys have done a couple of those.
Yeah, we've done a couple of those. It was a lot of fun. So check out Street Talk Comedy on Instagram and stuff. It's a lot of fun, man. I'm just happy to be back out there. And then we got some others going to be in Jersey soon, Connecticut. So all those dates are like coming in. I'm building out.
Getting your feet right now. Like really wet too. Now you're doing crowds where you're just going for it, even if they don't know you or not, which is all fucking really, really awesome too. I think you're like, and you've proven already, like you can probably even better. You know what I mean?
Danny kills it. Like I've seen a lot of comedy shows and obviously watched a lot of comedy on TV and I have my favorite comedians, but you know, some people just have that skill set to be funny, but they can't do it on stage.
Like, and you could do it for a living. 100. I mean, you already do. Yeah, but you could, like, do it for
a living. No, but I mean, like, Danny has that comedy energy and, like, star power when he's on the stage. Like, his interaction, it's actually the most impressive part because, like I said, I know a lot of people that are funny on paper, but they would never be able to command a crowd or really, like, take over. And that you know, the group of guys that Danny rolls with, Matt and Max and Tony, those guys are fucking hilarious too. And I guess sometimes it's like when you know somebody and they're doing something in like a star kind of way, you almost expect to not believe it. But when Danny's up there doing it, you know what I mean? And I didn't grow up with Matt and Max and them, but when Danny's
like, he's seasoned.
He's fucking legitimately he's in his element. He's fucking crushing it. For real, man.
I kind of knew it though. I mean, the second show technically of your first show, right?
Yeah.
In the city.
Yeah.
Where Keith Santagato telling me not to pick him up.
Yeah. Don't pick me up.
Which I wasn't going to do.
He has a bad back. That's why.
No, I know. It was, I fucking gave him shit. And then he came up. He was like, apologize to me. I'm like, dude, you don't have to apologize shit to me. I get it. I don't like when people, like, I have the thing Kiana has. Like, I don't really like when people just, like, touch my face.
Speaking of Kiana, can we talk about how Kiana's, like, the most useless RN sister of all time? Like,
medical points.
Yeah, she gives me no medical advice.
Ooh, I don't know, Danny.
You know, she's like, yeah, maybe. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean, maybe?
Can you give me a fucking prognosis?
Yeah, I'm like, you went to school for 9 years so I can ask these questions.
That's diagnosis.
Every time I ask her for something, she's like, oh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean you don't know?
Well, she does the night shift where all she has to do is check people's charts. She's like, he's not dead. And then she goes into the next room.
Yeah. Pisses me off. I texted her today and she was just like, yeah, I don't know. I was like, what do you mean?
Also pretty dangerous as an RN. She gets hurt more than anybody I know. You know?
Yeah, and she's sick a lot, isn't she?
Yeah, she is sick a lot.
She's fucking sick all the time.
You can't have fucking sick.
She's fucking, like a fucking, she's worse than like, she's worse than like a child institution. You know, like kids they could use for like fucking hazardous, like bio warfare, dude. Kids are always fucking sick. If you just threw a kid into a field of soldiers, they would all get sick and die. Because kids are always sick. They always have like the newest diseases.
Bro, my niece is always sick.
Val?
Yeah.
Valley?
She's so cute. Yeah, every time this fucking baby's around, I'm like, dude, get this fucking baby out of here. This baby is sick. Every time I see it, it's sick. Every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
I love that he referred to it as an it.
Listen, I love this baby. Don't get me wrong.
She's a cute kid. She's so adorable. She's very adorable.
Yeah, she's sweet.
But every time I see her, she's just fucking sick.
Right.
And then I get, you know, the babies come to visit us like 3 times. Me and Selena have gotten sick.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Kids are petri dishes, dude.
And they just sneeze in your mouth.
Yeah.
And they just fucking rub boogers on you. And all they're cute, them. So you just let them do it. But I remember the last time I just had enough. I remember I just picked her up. I go, why is this baby always sick?
Yeah.
I'm holding the baby out like this.
What's wrong with it?
I'm holding the baby like this. I'm like, why is this kid always sick?
Yeah.
I was like, putting it down, and I was just like, ugh, just stay over there. Just,
yeah, we were hand sanitizing, spraying her with Lysol.
This is the sickest baby I've ever seen. Baby's always sick.
My friend had a family party, and their cousin was so adorable, and she was like 3. And I don't know what it is about kids. It's like, if a kid likes you, you feel like you're doing something right.
There's nothing cooler than when a kid likes.
Likes you right away, and they're just like, "All right, this guy's cool." Right. Not only does it make everybody else fucking like you, but it's just, you know, so
awesome.
It's so good,
but hates everybody else.
But hates everyone, and you're like, "Oh, that kid loves me though." But we were at the party, and this kid loved me, and I remember I was saying bye, and I was like, "You are awesome." Like, no, you are awesome, and like gave me a hug, and then like held my face to be funny, but I remember this kid, the whole party though, had the craziest fucking boogers. And I remember touched my face, and I went, oh, you too. And in my head, I'm just thinking, I'm going to die. As soon as she touched, it was like the touch of death. Because in my mind, I'm like, when I always think I'm about to get sick, it's the next 5 days where I'm just waiting for, and I want to know the moment. And that was the moment I was waiting for. I was like, oh my God, I'm dead. It was like, what's the, in Godfather, isn't it like when the touch of death or the kiss of death? Yeah, that's what I felt like it was. The
kiss of death. Well, I mean, kids, their immune systems are still developing.
Right.
And they're just constantly around other little sick people. And kids know no boundaries. They're just like, they're gross. Kids are just gross. They're little drunk people. That's what kids are. They're little drunk people.
I want to touch that.
Yeah.
I want that.
Everything's going in my mouth.
I say it all the time. Kids are probably the closest thing to like Spider-Man, because they just are, their hands are always so sticky they can just climb a wall.
Climb up walls.
I just wish that babies had not like a thing. I hate when babies cry almost like someone's like pulling their intestines out through their anus.
Yeah, it's so loud.
I'm like, yeah, what you're going through cannot be that bad.
Right. Right.
Like, take it easy. You know what I mean?
One day you and Selena are going to have kids and you're going to realize sometimes you can't figure it out. That's the scariest part. When you're looking at like an infant and it's just screaming at the top of his lungs and you're just like, I have checked every fucking box. I've changed diapers. I've burped them. I sang a fucking song. This kid
shook it.
Yeah. You know? I try to sell it on eBay.
Slamming into a wall.
Jesus Christ. And then you're just like, whatever. Dude, now I just put my, you know, you put your headphones on this day. You just like, just put on some fucking Slayer.
If you want to see one of the funniest episodes, you have to one day. I mean, you can now if you want, but I don't know how long the video is. But there's a woman talking to Oprah and she's translating baby stuff. And I just feel like she's full of fucking shit.
She is full of shit.
But she's supposed to be really good. And they're like, okay, like this one means I want food. And it's just the baby going, ah. And you're just like, there's no way she knows. That but maybe she does. Maybe there's body language. I don't know.
Probably. I don't want to write her off. She was white, right?
100%.
Yeah. White people love to decode babies.
Yeah. And make money off of things that aren't real.
Yeah, make off money off baby language.
Yeah. Capitalism.
Baby whispers.
Dude,
she's
like, okay, and this is when the baby wants to be held. And it's like, ah. And she's just like, if it doesn't ooh-ah sound, it means it wants to sip on milky milk. And you're just like, there's no way this bitch knows.
I'll be honest. Would it be weird? All right, so say like Selena and I have a baby, right?
Right.
And the baby comes out.
Do you guys have sex?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, it's a good chance a baby will come out.
Yeah, so, you know, if we do that and a baby comes or whatever, right? So baby comes and then mom's out like with her friends, well, right?
You come first.
And the baby won't stop crying. If I put my titty in its mouth just to soothe it, is that gay?
Yeah, but it's not going to get it. It's actually going to hurt you. Like babies, once babies start teething, it's common for women to be like, dude, this baby is ripping my boobies apart.
Let me ask you a question.
I was known. Mom says it all the time. I was mean to the nipple.
Any of your babies ever suck your tits?
No, I've never. No, I'd have to say
no. Would that be weird though? Because
I'd say so. I mean, well, the baby's going to get pissed.
No,
the baby's going to be like, this thing is fucking all dried out. I'm not getting shit out.
If I just like put like a little milk straw on the side of it.
Oh, like fucking like.
You could just suck my
titty. I got nipples. Can you milk me, Greg?
Yeah. No, just a little side thing, and he could suck my tit.
There's 100% a man worn breastfeeding apparatus.
There has to be.
I'm going to go. I'll get you one.
There has to be a fake titty for a man.
Well, I heard something about if a dad sees his baby crying.
You delivered that really dramatic.
I know, right?
You sound like Christopher Walken.
Yeah, if his dad sees his baby.
If his dad sees a baby.
He's got to feed it.
Yeah, look at his fucking thing.
I can't do Chris Walken.
Look at his thing.
Oh, is that Glenn from Walking Dead?
It looks like him, right?
Oh, my God.
This thing had to be created in Asia first.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm going to let my kids suck my fake tits all the time.
Dude, why not?
That would be awesome.
Let me suck your titties, baby.
Dude, if you answer the door, and you're just like, come on in, guys. And your fucking baby's just sucking your fake tits.
Just your artificial robot tit.
You know, mom did that to a kid once.
Yeah.
Mom.
We just like looked around. It's like, somebody shut this kid up. Take this titty.
Yeah. There was a baby crying. Yeah. Somewhere.
Yeah, it was the same person who I wound up banging and who threw up toast on my dick.
No, this is another time.
She got you back.
This is another time. We were at the pool and there was this baby crying. I don't know if this is. Can we say this on here?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there's a statute of limitations
for criminal
acts during breastfeeding.
Tit sucking. I remember, like, we were there and some some woman was crying or whatever, and the baby was like having a hard time like latching on or some shit, and mom took her titty out and put it in this baby's mouth, dude.
Oh, just yeah. immediately did it?
Like, did like asked the mom, like, yo, like, you want to see if she'll latch onto my tit? And, like, mom, like, let this unknown baby suck her titties, dude.
Was the lady all, like, hesitant? Like, yeah?
I guess. I don't know. I think when mothers are so desperate, they'll just let their kids suck anything at that
point. Well, look, I'm going to say this as a veteran dad. Just hold the kid like you're holding their bosom and give them a bottle. They'll be fine. They don't actually have to suck your tit. And after all seeing those, I'm not saying they're bad, but they got a lot of fur on them, dude. I don't know if the kids
going to trim. I'll trim for my kids.
Well, you got the Manscaped.
Yeah, I have Manscaped.
And then that kid's 4.0. And then that kid's really going to need better help after that.
You guys are starving. You're in a room, and the only thing left is mom's tit. Are you sucking it?
Yes,
yeah, dude. Absolutely. Because I've already sucked it.
Sucked it this morning.
I'm sucking the hell out of mom's tit.
I sucked mom's boobs this morning.
Dude, I sucked mom's tits 30 years ago. I'll do it again now.
I'll tell you the thing that weirds me out, like, because I'm still such a goofball. Like, when you see a woman just randomly pull her tit out in public still, you're still just like, oh, that baby's getting it.
Yeah, baby. You're like, got that lucky bastard.
Now it's just like, you know, it's so regular to see that as you get older. But I think it's just like, I think it's common for other women to. There was a police officer, a woman police officer that had just like, I guess a child was taken in some kind of fucking crisis situation, and the baby was going nuts, and the woman started breastfeeding the baby. It's probably frowned upon where they're just like, I don't know if you're dirty, because you can't just start giving, you know, babies dirty random milk.
If you like drank wine the night before, and now your baby's gonna
be alcoholic. or if you're a meth addict, and you don't want your kid to fucking try to steal your car later.
I just look at it like this: if I wish that mom let me suck other people's tits more often, she was like, she was letting everybody else suck her tits.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck? That's true.
Everyone was sucking our mom's tits.
Also weird when I see women breastfeeding like their 9-year-old kid. You know what I mean?
First of all,
that kid's got a mustache, and his breath probably smells like shit.
Right, he's got more molars than I do.
Yeah,
why is kid's he got a job. Sucking on your tits, dude?
Why are you still breastfeeding that kid? He's in high school.
See, now this is where we're going to get a little controversial here, but I think that, you know, just for the sake of argument, right?
Yeah.
If my kid likes to suck tits,
yeah,
I might let him do it for a little while if it makes him, if it's a soothing thing. You know what I mean?
Mind, you'd be like, go suck your mom's tits. I dare you.
Right. Well, especially if you're busy and you're like, just get out of my fucking face and go suck your mom's tit.
Selena, can you get these kids to shut the fuck up?
Yo, can you let this fucking 10-year-old suck your tit for a minute?
And Selena's just like, I'm on the phone.
The one thing, I know Selena's going to be a great mom. Don't get me wrong. But I know Selena's going to have nice where she's going to be like, I don't know.
Yeah. And just, dude, pass that fire.
But I love that about her, because she's just like, she's like, I gotta keep it, dude. You guys are together because of how real you guys can keep it with each other too.
You know. So no, there's nights where we look at each other and we're just like,
who has to have thicker skin to deal with who?
Oh, she has to have thicker skin to deal with.
I say this all the time. Like, a woman that is devoted to a low priori man is cut from a different cloth.
Well, because we're all fucking babies.
And we're fucking nuts.
Well, also, you could be talking to Danny, and Danny would be like, oh, yeah, shut up. Out of nowhere, for no reason.
Just shut the fuck up. Selena would just be like, I thought the movie was really good. I'd be like, yeah, shut the fuck up, though.
Which we have loved our whole life.
She's like, what? And you're just like, no, I love you.
Which we have loved, and like, most of Danny's friends love whenever he does it.
Yeah, just be like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Can you shut up now, though? That'd be great. Because people think you're being for real. You know what I mean?
The funniest is if anyone has ever been like, yo, to Danny, and Danny will immediately start laughing and go, yo, I'm just kidding with you, dude. It's so funny whenever Danny does it.
Just people just be like, yeah, so like, that's why I chose it as my major. I'm like, that's cool. Shut the fuck up, please.
I can't. See, now I'm confused.
One of my favorite things Danny does.
Oh, man, that's really cool.
Women can lactate for 6 months after giving birth. So if they're breastfeeding a 10-year-old, they most likely have like another newborn. That's probably like,
there's another baby there sucking that other tit.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Their
tits
fill while they're pregnant.
You guys, right? I'm going to tell you some OG shit since you invited the OG on. I've kicked it with some girls who had recently given birth. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And every now and then get a little sip. You know what I mean? It just happened.
In your mouth?
Yeah, it's there. It's like still, she's like, I'm still lactating. And I'm like,
ooh. Does it taste like onions and burgers?
No, it's rich.
Oh.
It's actually kind of sweet.
I'm just happy that I'm not there yet.
Yeah, but you're gonna be.
I know.
Oh my god, I'm gonna torture your kids. Like in a good, like honestly, cool uncle way.
I'll be honest with you.
Dude, you tortured Biz and Shoot. You know you did.
Yeah, but but in cool ways.
No. Yeah, I'm not like, gonna like put cigarettes out on him. I'm just gonna fuck with him.
I will.
I remember one time.
I'm gonna start smoking.
I'm gonna burn your kids alive.
I remember one time Shoot almost fucking fell out the window because of me. You remember that?
I do. Yeah.
I was babysitting her once, and I opened the window to talk to somebody that was walking by. And
Chooch made a run for it.
Chooch made a run for it, and literally, like as I was coming into the fucking room,
kids Chooch, are so dumb.
Chooch was in the window.
Oh god! And
I grabbed Chooch by both arms.
Yeah.
I don't know. I grabbed hair. Mad shit.
Just
yeah.
a handful yeah, of
just
hair.
The head and just grabbed it. I just grabbed.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you fucking nuts?
That's kids so, are so dumb. They kids just are dude,
so dumb. Dude.
Why?
Why would you crawl there of all places,
yeah,
you idiot?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
There's a couch right here. Just hanging on the fucking couch.
Yeah. And I literally went to make like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Yeah. Gone 2 minutes.
Kids trying to fucking
fucking death.
Probably because God sent like a butterfly to just be like, do it, touch it.
A million. Yeah. That ain't God. I'll tell you that. That's the devil telling you to jump out of that.
No, the devil's
Jesus
cool.
Christ. Yeah, that's a common thing.
I listen
Eric Clapton's son died that way, bro.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was fucking rocking out downstairs, and his kid fell out the window.
I don't know what he was doing. No, they were away. It was the babysitter was with him, and they had these huge windows in Manhattan that were like, I guess they were open. And crazy. She was cleaning.
That's what Tears in Heaven's about.
Oh yeah, that's
kid
right.
Kid just fucking, unfortunately, man.
God, that's sad.
Super
Jared,
sad.
But Jared would just be like, "All right, here you go." He'd just be like, "Here's a baby."
Yeah, but I was also a teenager handing another dude when I was 20.
Jared used
you
to come
13.
In.
Sometimes. Like, Jared's, what do you think? That I was better equipped with what the fuck I didn't
Jared would just come in sometimes and be like, all right, peace.
I gotta go make some sales. Yeah.
I was like, this is poop?
Does it eat Cheez-Its?
Yeah.
Does it eat
But you guys were more like siblings than you were like uncle.
Well, no, because I figured
with Biz.
I figured it out very early in life is that
here's my baby. Hold
you nap day. You nap when they nap. You sleep when they sleep.
Synchronize.
You synchronize. So when they nap, you have to nap.
Yeah.
So that's going to be...
My thing was, is no one's going to come home and get mad at us if that thing starts cursing, because we didn't know any better. We were like, shit, fuck ass. And he'd be like, shit, fuck ass.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah. Because we were just like...
It came out all right. The kids came out all right. I'll give you guys credit. Yeah. You participated in the upbringing.
She used to do the fist, too. We used to have her putting up the fist.
They're both
all
good
the time.
Kids.
She would just go like this.
So yeah, throw it up.
I wonder if I'm that dad that's like, oh, my kids are good kids. And then, like, on the low, they're just fucking assholes.
They're great. Like, Biz is fucking... Biz is amazing.
Biz is great. Shooch is a great kid. Yeah.
They're absolutely chilling. Unreal. I always thought we were going to fuck them up because we were too much. But it turns out we did
a little bit.
Yeah, but it turns out if you're just fucking honest with kids growing up, like, and you're honest and loving, you could do some honesty that's a bit much. But some people pamper.
Yes.
And Coddling our honesty, not, I think, made Biz want. The outspoken person that she is. And the way that she is too,
well,
like
I think
she's
it
not
made,
really.
Oh,
a, she dealt with all boys growing up. She's not a fucking afraid to deal with people.
Yeah, I think she's brave around men because of her upbringing with two uncles / older brothers and a young dad.
Yeah.
And other positive men in her life too.
I mean, till this day, I'll tell her to shut the fuck up, though.
Yeah, Biz and Dan get into it. Yeah,
well, nobody we'll younger than me is ever gonna have one.
No, there's nothing. A woke 26-year-old liberal woman is not a fight you want to get into.
Just go around her and just be like, "Oh, that's pretty gay."
Yeah, she's like smoking cigarettes. She's like, "Why do you have to say that?" I'm like, "Because it is."
Yeah, you want to know what's kind of crazy? It's like she's almost 30,
dude. I know. It is crazy. But my kids are old. I'm not old. I'm 43.
We're young old.
We're old young.
Yeah.
Are you guys starting to feel your age?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I love sports. So my thing is I look at everything in life as sports. It's
yeah.
It's,
can it's, I still ball like I used to?
No, it's just like I'm like my last contract.
Yeah?
Because it's just going to be 1-year deals after this, vet minimum.
Right.
You're
going to be like a team leader, bench coach.
Like we're mid-30s. It's
like,
crazy.
Yeah,
it's
like wild. the way Carmelo went out, that's how I'm going to go out. Like bouncing from team to team. Yeah. Like
but he looked great toward the end of his career.
Yeah, not saying
like
I
his
won't
ability,
look great.
But like shape-wise. He looked
well, the good thing about what you do is you could fucking talk shit for the rest of your life.
Do you feel, what are you, 37 now?
36. I don't really, the only places I feel it is just when I go up steps or something. I'm like, but that's just from not exercising a lot. I don't feel, I could still fucking just like get on you and stuff. I mean, you can too.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you have underwear on under there?
Under these?
No. Yeah.
Oh, dude, that camera,
I guarantee your fucking cock is all over this camera.
Slap-a-roo?
No, it's not.
I would know.
Are you brain? Yeah, is he brain?
You don't feel drafts on your dick?
Well, we have a new editor of the show, so someone's going to see your.
Also, penis. I'm semi-cut. I'm semi-cut. You're not, so I don't feel. I feel the draft a little bit more than you do.
No, my fucking the humidity in my fucking penis alone is outrageous.
We have to ask Jared this. Me and Danny, I asked Danny this a long time ago. Gave me one of the best answers ever. Do you feel like in the summertime your penis is like an inch bigger?
Yeah.
Do you feel like it hangs harder?
Yes.
It's scientifically proven.
I fluctuate. Heat, obviously. If you're cold, you're going to shrivel up.
No,
but it's like true. You'll fluctuate. Like some days I'm dangling, and then some days it's just like a, dude, it's like, in, a, it's like a little monkey nipple.
When I'm in Florida, my penis is crazy, crazy large.
It inflates. Killing it.
Yeah, I think
it's like this.
It's like high blood pressure.
Yeah, dude, but it's we're penis. Talking flaccid show, and then when it grows, it's still the same size.
Dude, my penis, no.
You get a bigger D?
I get a bigger...
In fucking Miami? I'm going back.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. I lived there for almost 3 years.
Nah, dude. Look it up. Look up summer... Google summer penis.
This guy's wiener looks like a hot dog when you split it open and spread it.
Ooh.
So,
that sounds awful.
He's got a big, wide penis.
Danny goes,
got a big, wide penis.
Is that true?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like I literally have a slit wiener.
It's obviously some... impact of warmth. No, because when you're cold, it shrivels
up. I'm telling you, it's science, dude. Scientifically true.
And you're at the pool and you're like adjusting your shorts.
Oh, dude. Time. You want to know how hard it is to pee out of an uncircumcised penis after you've been in a pool?
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
I don't
it's
know.
So hard to get your pee out.
But it doesn't even go. Now that you said that.
Me and Danny, it was like a sniper. You know how snipers have to like aim it a certain way because it's got drop? Me and Danny had to like figure out the middle wasn't the middle. We had to go like down more and then it would hit the middle.
Yeah, it was like because if you peed a little bit and it hit a little bit of your foreskin, it would become like a double.
Yeah, it would split thing. It splits into like a in like a in into like a yeah like some weird fork in the road.
It's kind of just a beautiful formation if you
it is it's very beautiful piss.
Yeah,
summer penis is a thing.
Told you. Yeah,
it's a thing. It's
scientifically proven.
And I'm not, I wasn't Florida, I wasn't doubting it. I was just saying what I was questioning is the flaccid penis, yes, but it actually makes it grow bigger when you're erect.
Yeah,
he's saying you're adding actual inches.
Yeah, because your penis is out
canals.
More. It's out more.
Yeah, it's just,
have you ever reached into like past your boner and feel it, like how much actual penis is under you still?
Yeah, that's how they give you some extensions. They clip that cord under there and it gives you.
Okay, hear me out.
All right,
hear
go.
Hear me out. Is when you're at rest in warmer climates, your penis is further out than it actually is all the time.
Yeah, because it's your body protecting it.
It's your body protecting
really?
It. Really? Yeah, so yes. Your penis is takes care of itself because your body's protecting it. That's why your penis shrinks when it's cold.
Yeah, because it doesn't want it to get frostbite. And it also does it when you're about to get into a fight. Your body knows your to like compact. So that it's not like
that's why people
so that
like,
you're not likely to get it bit off.
Turtling.
That's why people like pee their pants and stuff too, like when they're about to fight, because you go in like these weird like protective mechanisms. Mm-hmm. So like people pee their pants. It's almost like animalistic. Like you're marking your territory.
I didn't know that.
So if you're fighting and someone pees their pants, it's kind of normal because you're like marking like a dog.
Are you scared if someone does that, or are you more confident if they pee their
pants? My thing is, if I was ever going to fight a guy that I knew was going to fucking kick my ass, the first thing I'm doing is getting naked as fuck and like starting to masturbate in front of him.
But what if he likes that?
Then you're fucked. Now we're having sex. Yeah. Well, I am fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
literally.
Gonna,
yeah, you're actually. I just feel like if I know you're going to kick my ass, I have to out-crazy you like poop into my hand and
I'm
rub
down.
It in my face.
I'm down. I like that. I
think
that.
That's the smartest way to get out
of a fight.
I
feel like that's one of the more me things you've ever said. I would definitely do that.
Think about it. Would you, if me and you were going to get into a fight and you didn't know who I was, but I know that you kicked my ass. Like I'm a bitch,
I would do it. So, I would.
And I take my pants off and I just go start going, yeah, yeah. And you're going to be like, yo, chill.
I would be shit. Because I'd be like, this is the same guy who would probably do what scares most humans about going against like a wolf is that you know it's going to do some animal crazy shit. It's going to bite your skin. It's going to rip it off. Yeah. It's going to do all. Also, it's just a very powerful thing. But like, if I saw someone doing something that animalistic, I'd be like, oh my God, this guy's going to fucking kill me.
That's what I'm saying. This guy's going to fuck me up and then fuck me.
Yeah,
I don't fuck me and then my butt.
Nasty dick hands right now.
Yeah, dude. Summer penis is a real thing. You guys are hating on me. I know.
No, I didn't say anything.
Wasn't
guys,
downing
I know my dick, dude. And I know when my penis is way bigger than it's supposed to be.
I agree. I came up with a fucking question. I agree.
If you put your dick in a dick lineup, would you be able to identify your dick? Easily.
Yeah, I have a birthmark on my penis.
I have two.
Got you. Awesome. But from a distance, because you're so used to looking at your dick from the top, it's like, I wonder how different it looks to like girls that are down there looking at it. They're just like, yo, this thing's not that big. And I'm like, it looks huge from here.
I was with a girl who would like, I would be like, what are you doing? Like, why'd you stop? And you're like, I'm just looking at your
oh, yeah, this penis. Penis admiration?
Yeah.
Of course.
Pretty penis.
Pretty penis. It's got a pretty one. I'm like, I don't even want to know what else you've looked at.
Yeah, but I think I want like a huge ugly one, though, you know?
You have to go into every situation knowing that your dick's not the biggest dick this person's ever.
Yes, dude. This is such a good combo because that's fucking so true, so, man.
All the guys listening to this, when you go into a situation with any female, right? I'm just talking about sex with a female here. Gays, you're gonna have to sit this one out, but maybe it's the same thing for you guys. But what I'm saying is, just know that that penis that you're presenting is not the biggest penis they've ever seen.
No.
It's very rare.
No. They've seen their dads, probably.
Yeah, dude. Well.
And one of the worst answers you can get if you ask is no.
Don't ever ask.
I didn't think it was going to bother me.
Don't ever ask.
I'm a very secure guy, though, and I'm cool with like how I work that thing. So when I asked her, I thought I was honestly going to be fine. I didn't think it would be something that would be like, but I remember being like, have you ever like had, you know, bigger? And she was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but she did it so fast, and I was just like,
you're like, fuck.
And I remember being like, yeah, so like, when are you fucking leaving? Because yeah. I didn't think it was going to bother. I really didn't think I was going to care. And then I think I learned something about myself that day, which is just like what Danny said. If you're going into something thinking you've got the most rock hard Dwayne the Clock Johnson, you're not doing.
You're going to find out different. Yeah, when you find out that your girlfriend.
Wang the Cock Johnson.
Wang the Cock. Yeah, when you find out your ex-girlfriend played in the, your ex-girlfriend's ex-boyfriend or your girlfriend's ex-boyfriend played in the NBA. I don't need anything else to know after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bigger bank, bigger wank. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it happens.
I also look at it like this. If you're going to ask, just ask if you're in top five.
Nope, I'm not asking.
No, but odds are you're in the top five.
I'm not asking. I don't want to know. I don't want to know her body count.
Well, then that shows you.
Do you want to know your girl's body count?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I can't.
Why?
Because I'm going to judge.
I don't care. I'm a whore.
You can't judge too much.
I'm a slut.
I'm not going to judge and say that she's a bad chick. I'm just going to be like, I don't know if I want to date a girl that.
Yeah, but you're a dirty, disgusting fucking whore.
I know, but the thing is, but you know what? I'm actually not. If you think about it,
look it up.
I am a serial monogamist.
Look it up. Can you do me a favor? Look it up.
Look up what? What are we looking up?
No, I'm just saying.
I don't know if he is, though. What's your number? Why don't you just say it? What are you at?
It's up there.
Mine's not really.
It's up there.
If you had to say it's up there, you might be a slut.
That's true.
Well, okay. Right? Yeah, listen. And again, I'm not saying this, but women never get mad at dudes for having a high body count, and men get mad at chicks because it's just the kind of the way men see stuff.
Well, yeah, because we're discussing.
Well, that. and we're assholes.
Well, you know it's hypocritical.
But the thing is like if you find out that your girl has numbers that match your numbers and your numbers are high. Some guys might be okay with that and some might not be. But if I found out that my girl's ex-man was a fucking 6'8 fucking powerhouse in the NBA, black or white, I'm going to pretty much bet that guy was moving shit around.
I'm being really honest here. I don't care who I'm with, whatever it is. If someone came to me and I asked them the number and they were like 80, like 100, I'd be like,
dude, like, be honest, it's okay.
I'm not saying you guys are wrong. What I'm saying is, what part of your brain goes, and I'm in the same camp with you guys. I don't know if I'd wife that, but I could hang out with that for a long time.
No, yeah, me fine. Too. Yeah, yeah. Well, I just yeah. experienced.
I've hung out with heroin addicts. It doesn't make me a heroin addict.
No, but what I'm trying to say is, there's nothing wrong with it if you're going in with the intentions of having fun.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I think until I hear a certain number, then I'm like, okay, can we both go to the fucking
I'm more
wellness center together?
Look at men the same way.
Can we both get tested though, please?
Go ahead.
What I'm gonna say is, I just don't want to be around them. I think it's weird. I think it's weird when girls are still friends with guys they used to fuck.
Yeah.
Like, why? Like, you know, well, just be like, well, yeah, like, we're all, like, we're all going to go jet skiing and that, fucking Charlie's there. We fucked,
that's
though.
The thing,
I'm like,
though,
no, I'm jet skiing with this fucking guy.
I'm going to get a read. I'm going to get a read on a dude, and I'm going to be like, you know what? This dude obviously doesn't respect the fact that we're kicking it. If he turns out to be a cool dude and I meet him and she's like, yo, this is my ex-man, this is his girlfriend, and he's there with his girlfriend, I'm not going to get all weird about that shit. Like, especially when you date people in a certain industry, you're going to cross swords. Like, it's going to happen. There's lots of Eskimo bros.
Everyone's,
I've sat and had drinks with Eskimo bros, and as long as homie wasn't out of line.
Yeah, I do a fucking show with one every day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But blood,
raise
blood,
the riff.
I do a podcast.
Blood's thicker than jizz, bro. Whoop,
whoop. Yep. I think jizz might be thicker.
Yeah, it's thicker.
I think jizz is
metaphorically.
No, because we both came from jizz, so jizz is thicker than blood.
Oh, definitely thicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it is what it is.
Listen, guys, thank you so much for watching the Little Prairie Podcast. Thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate it. Hope you guys like the new format. The new addition to the show. Michael, where can they find you on the internet, bud?
twitch.tv/Michael_LoPriori and Michael_LoPriori everywhere else.
Jared, where are you on the internet?
I'm just IG, baby. Jared LoPriori.
Jared LoPriori on Instagram.
On IG, that's it.
And then I'm at Danny LoPriori everywhere on the internet. Also, stand-up tour is getting built out, so once I get the dates, I'll give them to you guys. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and guess what? We'll see you again next week. Do the whole thing over again. We love you guys, and yeah, fuck you. Peace.
Peace.
Deuces.
You're all sluts.